Snitzler in the backfield with Kogan Thompson. High snap. Snitzler has it. Steps up, throws a beautiful ball, and it's caught for a touchdown! Gavin Robinson on the outside, a perfectly thrown ball by Snitzler.
Today, it's live coverage of the Nebraska State Championships from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the ESPN Sports Club.
Out of the double wing, Bloom in motion from left to right, and they'll go with an inside trap play this time, and there's Cremosta with some room to the left corner. 40, 35, he steps out of a tackle, and he's gone. Touchdown, Ryan Cremosta!
Six programs will hoist a state trophy this season, and you'll hear every one of them right here on ESPN Superstation. It's time to crown our next state champion. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln right after this from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening and welcome from beautiful Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Under the lights, it's the Class B State Championship. The Elkhorn Antlers, 11-1 on the year. The Crete Cardinals, 12-0 on the year in this rematch from 2010. The Elkhorn Antlers, the runners-up last year. The Crete Cardinals are the defending state champions. It'll be contrasting styles tonight, as we've talked about here in the booth prior to this, and it should be a very good ball game. Last year, it was a little bit on the one-sided side as Creek pulled away from Elkhorn last year. But this year, it is a little bit of an adjustment. One loss for Elkhorn came at the hands of Gretna, 28-14. Otherwise, a flawless schedule for both teams other than that one loss between the two. Craig Eckert along on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Don't forget to say hi to Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed. This shouldn't be that hard to say. A New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark, New Tech Seed pregame show. Tim Bob Kitzmiller is alongside tonight. Tim Bob, you've had a chance to kind of take a look at some of the scouting reports, at least, even though we haven't seen these two teams in person as part of the ESPN Radio continuing coverage of state football. What are you thinking?
Well, I think these are two, as you said, contrasting styles. Creech is going to spread you out and run a lot of formations, throw the ball around, try to run some screens, misdirection, a lot of different sets and formations and things. Elkhorn is going to get in power eye football with two tight ends, and they are going to run the football at you. They're going to run a minimum of plays, and they're going to ask you to stop them. And it's going to come down to those two styles. Now, both these teams are very well coached, strong traditions, long on their expectations of coming to this game. And so shouldn't be any nerves or any butterflies, just time to get it done. And it should be a lot of fun, great matchup by two of the best teams in Class B.
A little bit of haze in front of the full moon tonight. It's 35 degrees right now as we are at 7:09 and about 6 minutes away from kickoff. Game time and temp brought to you by Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings and the original Sun Heat infrared heaters. It's been a great example of zone heating needs here because we haven't had the full-blown winter. You can save yourself some money, heat a lot of area in your home as we get into these tweener temperatures here heading into the winter. But is that time of year when the temperature falls, your heating costs go up? You can slash those heating costs with the original Sun Heat infrared heater from Big G Ace Hardware in Hastings. Sun Heat providing soft, safe, comfortable heat for any area of your home and featuring the Made in Nebraska wood cabinet. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the original Sun Heat. Big G Ace Hardware, North Highway 281 in Hastings. Now, the on-field introductions are going on, as is the tradition here at Memorial Stadium for the state championships. The entire starting squad is introduced, both offense and defense, and this is the first game where we've headed into the 11-man field. D1s and D2s are done. In case you missed it, Sargent beat Howells by 3 points today, the first time in the history of Howells that they have lost to Memorial Stadium in this game.
Wow.
And so Sargent came out and took a lead and hung on, won by three, 21-18. Elgin Pope John had an easy time of it earlier in the day. Those are your two champions in D1 and D2, respectively. And this is the first 11-man game played here on Osborne Field at Memorial Stadium in this 2011 tournament. For the Elkhorn Antlers, let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the Better Bank, Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings. Your lifestyle, your bank, your solution. Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points, the Better Bank, in Grand Island, Kearney, and in Hastings. And here are your starters for the Elkhorn Antlers. Ben Rankin, split and defensive back, 5'8", 155. Daniel Feichert is the quarterback. He's 6'1", 180. Michael Weber, tight end linebacker, 6'4", 225. Cole Bodino, fullback, 6'2", 220. Graham Nabity is the tailback to watch, listen for Elkhorn. Graham is a 6'2", 200-pounder. He is a senior. Alex Myers is a senior, offensive guard, defensive end, 5'11", 185. Ethan Kreumann, a senior, center defensive tackle, 6 feet and 220. Derek Spilker is the other guard and defensive end, 5'9 and 190. Peyton Lang, a senior offensive tackle and defensive end, 6'5 and 220 pounds. Austin Underwood is the tight end linebacker on the other side, 6'2, 195. And Michael Ryan, tight end linebacker, 6'5, 200 pounds. The Elkhorn Antlers, one loss on the year, 11-1. For the Crete Cardinals, William Dittmer, wide receiver, cornerback, 5'9", 155. Corey Kalkwarf, wide receiver, 5'7", 150. Ian McGowan, wide out cornerback, 5'8", 160. Mitchell Marvin, wide receiver, safety, 6'1", 170. And Zachary Smedger is a wide out and a safety at 5'10", and 165 pounds. Continuing on, again, this will be a long intro because of the fact they introduced both the offense and defense. Derek McGinnis is the quarterback. The starting quarterback is McGinnis, and he is a 6'3", 205-pounder. William Van Horn is fullback. Nose tackle, 5'10", 185. Colton Mack is a running back, 6'1", 210. Colton Steer, fullback, 6'2", 205. Corey Hintz is a wideout, defensive back, 5'5", and 135. Vincent Thatcher is a fullback, nose tackle, 5'5", 160. And Skyler Vergith is a running back, defensive tackle, 5'8", and 200 pounds.
I get it down.
Garrett Wall, tight end, 6'3", 190. Matthew Seidhoff is the guard, 6'2", 200 pounds. Jacob Hallman, 6'1", 190 on the offensive line. Arnell Sikovic, offensive tackle, defensive end, 6'1", 195. Kyle Frew, center defensive end, 6' and 190. Ethan Renner is the offensive tackle defensive end, 6' 195. Chase Sherman, guard defensive tackle, 6'1", 275. John Hesch is the offensive tackle and defensive tackle, 6' and 240. And Mark Brody is the offensive and defensive tackle, 6'4", and 215 pounds. Creek Cardinals, 12-0 on the year, have deferred to the second half and should be lining up to kick off, back to do the return for Elkhorn is Ben Rankin. Ben is a split end, 5'8", 155. And also looks like Ryan Michael back there, 6'5", and 200 pounds, standing at their between the 5 and 10 yard line.
Yeah, they are a big return man back there for Elkhorn.
Big guy.
Yeah.
is standing in the north end zone with their backs to the north end zone, I should say, standing at about the 10-yard line here under the lights at Memorial Stadium. Continuing coverage of ESPN 1460 and 1550's state championship coverage brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank, also by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island, by Misco Sports and Kearney, and by the University of Nebraska Kearney. We're reminding you to come out and support the Lopers noon on Saturday as they host their first ever at home second round game against Wayne State of Michigan.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Students are on vacation. They would like to invite the home crowd to be there and cheer on the Lopers in the playoffs against Wayne State of Michigan. It's a noon kickoff at Foster Field.
D2 football is a great football to go watch. Should be an exciting game. Playoff system, which I'm very happy about and like a lot in Division II football. So everybody come out and watch the Lopers. That should be a great game.
And we're hoping that we'll have some Loper talk also on Wednesday. Doug and Daddy live at Cunningham's Journal for Steve Sippelt and the Big Red Lunch. But we're hoping that we can get some UNK folks there, too, to talk to you as well. So that's noon, 11 until 1, basically, at Cunningham's Journal here on ESPN 1460 and 1550. All right. We still are waiting for the officials to say we can line up, and Crete is going to have a very non-traditional kickoff as they run in from the sidelines. It's a high kick and taken at about the 17-yard line by the up man, who gets past the 25 out to the 32-yard line.
Well, it's an odd kickoff. Both teams, both sides of the coverage team lined up on either side of the sideline and then ran to the middle of the field as the kicker approached the ball. Very interesting kickoff.
First and 10 now. The ball is spotted at the 33-yard line. Elkhorn is in command, or I should say is in control here in the first series, and they hand it off to Nabity straight ahead. He gets across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. He's a no-nonsense straight ahead, but if he gets the cutback, can throw a little speed in there. Graham Nabity, the I-back for Elkhorn.
1,400 yards rushing on the year, 19 touchdowns. He is a load. This is straight power-eye football, and Crete is in a basically what I would call a 6-2 defense with a man up on the wide receiver. So they are packing the box.
Fikert is under center. He's a 6-foot, 180-pound senior. I formation, and they fake the handoff, and he'll keep it himself across the 40, about the 42-yard line. That was a fake that no one really wanted the ball. I faked it to Nabity, and there was some confusion there. Is I got it, you take it, no, I got it, okay, I'll take it, and he got it up to the 42-yard line.
Well, they're obviously keying on Nabity. They're going to take him away, and that's going to open up that quarterback to run a little bit, I think.
Maintaining a relatively rapid pace here. They're simply looking over the sidelines, going with a no huddle. Nabity dots the I. Under center is Fikert. This time he rolls to his right, gives it to Nabity as he crashes across to about the 42 or 3-yard line. Not much gain on that one.
I think he's going to be short. I think he's going to be short. It's going to be really close. Look at the spot. They have our first measurement.
They've already flipped it over to fourth down on the field.
They did not give him much on that.
So the first punt of the evening will be, we think, oh, wait a minute, they're not showing punt formation. Let's see what they're going to do here. Ball is at the 44-yard line, and it looks like Elkhorn is going to go for it. And they do, and they give it to Nabity, and he does not disappoint, gets across the 45 to the 46-yard line. He's driven all the way back to the 42, but he did what he was told to do. He got the first, and that moves the chains for Elkhorn first time tonight.
Well, Crete was in the punt formation. They actually had a deep man came running up, so they didn't have that extra man in the box. They ran off to the right side, kicked out that defensive end, and Nabity picked up a nice little 3-4 yard gain, but most importantly, he moved the chain.
Again, this is Crete, your defending state champion, going against Elkhorn, the state runner-up, a rematch from last year. I formation. Nabity again dots the I. Fikert has it. Throws out into the flat. A little bit of an out pattern, and it is broken up nicely over there by Ian McGowan, a senior 5'8", 160-pound cornerback.
One receiver route there tried to go play action to the sideline. Defensive back had pretty good coverage. The home crowd wanted a little pass interference, but I think it was pretty good coverage.
Second down, 10 yards to go. Coming up, Fikert looks over to the near sideline, and he gets the play in, apparently by visual signals. They haven't opted for the big pictures on the sideline yet, but they're apparently
hand
signals.
They don't need those.
I formation, they flip it to Nabity. Left side, he finds a little cutback, but not much of one. And he's stuffed there by a number of tacklers for the Crete Cardinals. And it'll bring up, for all intents and purposes, second down and 9 yards to go.
Third down and nine. Nice tackle by Colton Mack. He came back. Nabity was looking for the cutback lane, and he came up and made the initial contact and allowed the rest of the Cardinals to jump in there and make it a third and long here, third and nine, looks like.
Again, earlier today, your state champion in D1 is the Consolidated Elgin and Elgin Pope John, and Sargent upsetting Howells by three in a game you heard here on ESPN. Under center, Fikert now tries to option down the right side, and he is going to be tackled in that endeavor by Colton Mack, who came up and stopped him for a loss. And so now I don't think we're going to see any try for the fourth and one, because it's going to be fourth down and 14 yards to go, and I think a punter is in for sure.
Nice play there by Mack. Shot the gap. Quarterback was going to try to run play-action pass, but he sacked him and brought up fourth down.
Corey Kalkhorff is back at the 20-yard line for Crete. And it is a low punt. Got there quickly at the 25. Kalkhorff across the 30, 32-yard line. Tripped up basically at his own and covered over there by Ryan Michael, the 6'5", 200-pound return man from the Elkhorn Elks. And so for the first time tonight, we'll see the Crete Cardinals featuring Derek McGinnis at quarterback, the coach's son. Quarterback is 6'3", 205. Nice stature for a young man in high school.
Yes, yes. Good-looking team. Both sides have some good-looking athletes and size. See if this offense is a little more diverse than the last one.
Crete all in red tonight. White helmets. Double wing. Now they send one man in motion. They go straight up the middle with their running back, fullback Colton Steer. 6 foot 205
there's
pounder, and there's a fumble on the play, and it'll be the first turnover in this B1 championship going in favor of Elkhorn. They'll get it back at the 35-yard line of Crete. First play from scrimmage, and they cough it up.
The turnovers are always the key, certainly in championship games, and that is a big one. Gives great field position to Elkhorn right there at the 35-yard line.
So now they send... Elkhorn has Tanner Bailey in the backfield. Nabity is, I don't see him in there right now. He's a little smaller. He dots the I, and Fikert checks the armband for the corresponding play. Hands off to the tailback. No, he does. He hands off the tailback, and he's going to be held for about a 2-yard loss there. That, again, is Tanner Bailey.
I can't tell you, they are running a 6-2 defense. I haven't seen this since my high school days. Have a nose guard, and then they're bringing the cornerback down like he's another defensive end. Linebackers are about 3 yards off the line of scrimmage. They are packing the box. You are going to have to throw the ball or have some great blocks up front.
Bodino, the fullback, and again, they've got Bailey in the tailback. He goes wide to the right side. He's got some running room all the way down to the 20-yard line. That opened up very nicely, and coming up with the tackle was Ian McGowan again, who's had some nice plays here for Crete in his opening stanza of the ball game. This is the second offensive possession for Elkhorn, courtesy of the fumble by Crete on their first offensive possession. No score here, 7:35 to go first period. Continuing coverage of the state football playoffs on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Fikert under center now. And again, they hand off this time to the fullback, and he's going to be stuffed right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
They're trying to run a kind of a belly trap there where the quarterback reverses out, but there's just too many people in there for the Elkhorn to get going. That was a nice play previously where they got outside on the toss sweep, but I think it's something they're going to have to try to do in this game.
Took literally a step back on that. His second down and 11 yards to go. As Bodino continues at the up-back spot, and for some reason, Nabity is not in there now. And whether that's planned or if we've got an injury, I'm not seeing anybody sitting down at all, and I don't see Nabity down there. I'll keep one eye out for him. I formation, everybody's inside, save for a wide out to the left side. Fake the handoff, working to his left and firing out in the flat, complete at the 10-5-yard line. Complete there to Michael Weber, the tight end, 6'4", 225. And he's pushed out of bounds at the 5-yard line. So it's going to be first and goal. They mark it inside at the 4.
Nice play there. Got one-on-one with the linebacker. Good size by the tight end. Quarterback threw it out in front of him, let him run and catch it. Took it right down there to the goal line. Might have scored if he hadn't got pushed out of bounds at the 4-yard line.
Second possession by Elkhorn by virtue of a fumble by Crete on their first possession. And this one looks promising for the Elks. Fikert is under center. They go with a power eye now. And this time, Nabity dots the I, and he'll get the carry. Goes inside and inside to about the 2-yard line before he is smothered there by a host of Crete Cardinals. In particular, give credit to Colton Mock coming up and making that stop.
Nice, tough run there down on the goal line, though. Kept his feet driving. Mock had made a strong tackle. He would have gone in.
Second down, goal to go from the 2-yard line. 6:10 to go, no score. Class B, state championship here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Tomorrow, the C1, the C2, and the Class A. And it'll be a quarterback sneak. Fikert, did he get in there? And they're waiting.
Nope.
His teammates say he did. But the stripes say no go yet. It's going to be at about the half-yard line.
Tried the old quarterback sneak. Nice play there by the linebacker to get a hat on him, knock him down short of the goal line.
And so with the clock ticking, 5:37 here in this first period of play, deep penetration by Elkhorn, trying to avenge last year's runner-up status. A power eye again. The handoff, Nabity. He'll take it in. Touchdown. Touchdown for Elkhorn. And they take an early 6-0 lead here on their second possession off the turnover by Crete.
Well, there's nothing fancy about that. Got the power eye formation, and they just ran off tackle and just powered it into the end zone. Nabity, well, that's his, 19th, 20th touchdown of the year.
2-yard run, 6-0 is your score, and they're going to try for the PAT now. Kneeling at the 10 is Derek Feldman. The kick is up, and the kick is good by Michael Weber, and it is 7-0. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Back with more state championship coverage on ESPN Radio, Superstation 1460, 1550, and superpreps.com.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
Turnovers are costly. That one cost 7 points for the Crete Cardinals as they coughed it up on their first offensive play of the evening.
Yeah, big play on that, the one pass play for 18 yards. Otherwise, it's 12 rushing plays for 27 and one pass play. So you know what they're going to do, but that one pass play opened that up. Nabity's already got 15 yards for the night, but the big one is that touchdown, that one-yard plunge.
Colin Stiles, the sophomore, 6 foot, 175 pounder, is going to tee it up at the 40-yard line here at Memorial Stadium. And two return men for Crete, Corey Kolkoff, and also Ian McGowan standing at their 10-yard line. And this will be the first kickoff by Elkhorn tonight as they receive the opening kickoff. It's a short kick. It's going to be taken by the up man at the 25-yard line to the 30. 35, and it looked like he had a seam, but he stopped at about the 38-yard line. The return there by Benjamin Sullivan. And Ben gets good field position for Crete. First and 10 at the 40, try that again, at the 38-yard line of the Crete Cardinals.
Crete needs to take this ball and go make some plays here. That first turnover really put them back, and their defense has been on the field a long time.
Maryland I, triple stack. Everybody else is in tight. As McGinnis is under center, Derek McGinnis calls out the signals and hands it off to the tailback, and he gets good running room across the 40 to the 45 or 6-yard line. Carrying that time was Colton Mack, the 6'1", 210-pounder, known maybe more, maybe a little more for his defensive play than his offensive play, but he had a nice early gain there of 8 yards, second and two coming.
He's got 20 touchdowns on the year for Colton Mack at 100 or 800 yards rushing, so he is a nice-looking running back.
Slot to the right side, I formation, shotgun, as McGinnis hands off to his fullback standing in the backfield with him. And that's going nowhere. Colton Steer, the guy that coughed it up on the first possession, gets stoned right at the line of scrimmage. And it'll bring up a third down, and actually lost about a yard. Third down and 4 yards to go for Crete as they come back to the line of scrimmage here in their second possession of the ballgame. First one ended prematurely. First possession, first play, a fumble. Elkhorn capitalized, scored. PAT, we're 7-0 Elkhorn right now in the first quarter. Shotgun formation, back to pass. McGinnis looking to his left, and it is almost intercepted. Or is it? It is intercepted. Intercepted on a great diving play by Michael Ryan.
Oh, they're calling it off.
They're calling it off, but it probably bounced and hit the ground, I guess. But
he was trying to hit the skinny post there and threw it behind the receiver. Linebacker did make a nice play on it, but couldn't get his hands underneath it. But he was waiting on that receiver to clear, and he just threw it behind him. And lucky that wasn't another turnover.
That would have been a nice pickoff there by Michael Ryan. So they dodged a big bullet on that one. It's fourth down in a punting situation, though, and call Quaff, I think he's back, or is it Ryan back, standing at his 20 in single safety now for the Elkhorn Elks. Long count. And a whistle. That was too long a count.
Too long a shot.
And they're not in a position where they were trying to take an extra 5 yards penalty on themselves. So it's going to be fourth down and 8 yards to go. Not that it makes a whole lot of difference there.
Well, what happened was they had an extra man on the line of scrimmage, and there was nobody to block the end man on the line of scrimmage. The punter was trying to get the extra flanker to come in and be a blocking back. Little confusion. Took too long.
Okay, so that. Actually, the only change that makes is that puts a second safety back at about the 21-yard line for Elkhorn. Good snap. High kick. Going to be fielded inside the 20-yard line. And coming back out the other way to about the 21 or 2-yard line is Graham Nabity as he returned that and gets a decent return on that, considering how deep the kick was and how high it was.
That was a very nice punt. That ball went high and drove the receiver back and flips the field. That's so important when you're playing a team with a power football to make them drive the football. Don't give them the short field. Got a timeout.
Timeout looks like it's going to be taken here by Elkhorn. So with 4:02 to go in the first, your score Elkhorn 7 and the Cardinals of Crete nothing. You're listening to Class B State Championship coverage on ESPN Radio Superstation and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
All right, we are back with the ball spotted at the 21-yard line after the punt by Crete. Fikert is under center, and the handoff goes to Nabity. He's got the corner and almost took it to the house. He slid and was stopped after about an 8-yard run, but he stopped himself, or at least the field did.
Yeah, the field did. That's, I think, where they're going to pick up the big yardage is they're going to have to run outside because they've got so many people in the box. That corner is like another defensive end. If he gets trapped, that was a nice, what you call a stretch play, if you will, ran it, hand the ball deep, and let him make a cutback. So that, I think, will be a big play if they can keep running it.
I formation. Nabbity again dots the I now as they pitch it to him left side. No cutback that time. Good pursuit by Crete. And coming up on that, Colton Steer, the fullback on offense, linebacker on defense, and it's second down, coming up on third down now, and about 4 yards to go, he lost a step or two on that.
Yeah, nice penetration that time by the Crete Cardinals. The defensive end that time got up the field and didn't allow for that cutback on that toss sweep.
All right, a little delay here. I don't know why.
We're talking about it. Coach is signaling in. See his arms? They just sent a fullback in my day.
Yeah, we don't know.
To run.
We don't know. Okay, split wide to the right side is one man, and then they go to the option out of the eye, flip over into the flat intended for that wideout, Ben Rankin. It is incomplete, and it brings up a fourth down now, and Elkhorn's going to have to punt it away. And you're right, this is going to be, unless something unforeseen happens, a good field position turn of events for Crete.
Yep, that was just a one-receiver route, had the one-on-one, and a nice play by the defensive back. That's two of them. He's been all over that receiver out here, knocking that play down.
Good snap. Punter standing is 15. Punts a little bit to the left, takes a little bit of a roll for Elkhorn. It'll be downed at the 40-yard line, so that was a nice field position improvement for Crete, rather, on that exchange. As I recall now, and again, I'm not great on names from players of the past, but last year, as I recall, Crete had a wideout who was pretty good. I think he wore number one. And he obviously graduated, but he was the kind of go-to guy
right. For
them last year. And that's certainly an important man to have on your squad. They go to the Maryland Eye again. And the up man is Colton Steer. Under center is McGinnis. Barks out the signals, and he hands it off to the deep man. He's got some running room out to the 45, 47-yard line. Taking it out there was Colton Mack, the 6'1", 210-pounder.
Boy, that Maryland Eye is just such it's a gimmick a little bit now, but it is so hard to stop when you run it well. Those two fullbacks, one takes the one linebacker, one takes the other, and the back just runs through a crease. And big yardage. On first down.
Now they go with a bunch to the right side. We saw this in pregame drills. Wingman to the left side, and McGinnis stands in the gun. Fakes the handoff and keeps it himself, and he didn't fake anybody on Elkhorn out because they stopped him right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, he'll lose 2 yards on the play. It'll be third down and 5.
Looked to me like a quarterback needed to have a little more patience. They faked the jet sweep coming in front of him, and he just ran right into the defender. He needed to have just a little more patience and allow his blockers to open a hole for him.
Now they break the huddle and send a slot man wide to the right side. That's Zach Schmidier. Shotgun formation, wing left, back to pass McGinnis. Fires over to his left side. He's got a man, and it's going to be a first down inside the 38-yard line of Elkhorn. Receiving on that one, Corey Kalkwarf. And easy for me to say. Corey Kalkwarf is the receiver on that. He sets up a first and 10 at the 38-yard line of Elkhorn.
You were talking about a go-to receiver. That Kalkwarf has 1,000 yards receiving on the season and 8 touchdowns. He's that go-to guy, that go-to receiver that Crete has this year.
Kalkwarf is in the bunch to the right side. They've got a wingman, Dittmer, off to the left side. McGinnis in the shotgun. Zone read, and he'll keep it himself down inside the 32-yard line. We'll see where they spot it exactly, but it looks like he might have gotten to the 32. Nope, they're going to mark it back to actually a little beyond the 33-yard line, but a nice gain on first down there.
A little better. I was going to say, he faked that jet sweep that time, waited for his blockers, and got the cutback instead of running into the to the defender and picked up nice yardage on first down.
Kind of looks like they're settling into a bit of a rhythm on
offense.
Yes,
they are.
As they go with a bunch to the right side, one man coming in late is Dittmer. Under center is McGinnis this time. Lone setback is gets the ball, and he'll take it around the right side to the 30 and falls forward to the 25-yard line. In on that carry was Colin Lauenroth, and that'll set up a first down and 10 now on that.
They just
first and 10 play.
Throw so many different formations at you. Bunch sets and trips left and trips right in the Maryland Eye. But that was a nice formation. Got the toss sweep out to the outside. Good blocks. First down run.
Under center is McGinnis, Maryland I. Everybody else is in tight. Two tight ends to the right side. They hand it off to the deep man. That's Colcourt again, or rather Mock again. And that time they snuffed it out and held him to no gain. Second down, 10.
Nice job by the D tackle there to come in behind the blocking back and take away that power eye formation. And that's the end of the first quarter.
How about that? End of the first quarter off a turnover. It is a 7-0 lead for Elkhorn. But Crete is threatening. We'll see whether or not they can make it convert when we get back for quarter number two. You're listening to State Football Playoff Coverage, State Championship Class B from Memorial Stadium on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Are you covered? For Tiger Tough tarps, you need Hastings Canvas Company. Custom-made tarps, awnings, and boat covers. Plus, custom-made canvas products like air conditioner and generator covers, tractor umbrellas, and more. All custom-made to your specs. We've been in business for nearly 80 years for a reason. We're not happy unless you're happy. On the corner of Eastside Boulevard and 3rd in Hastings. Call today for a free estimate. 462-6615. Hastings Canvas Company. Tiger Tough tarps.
About ready to get into quarter number two here as Elkhorn has a 7-0 lead, but Crete has bolted the wheels back on after they coughed it up on their first possession. And now are down at the 25-yard line of Elkhorn. First and 10 at the 25 after a nice pickup on a previous first and 10.
Got a nice
or second down and 10 now, I should say.
Got a nice six-play, 35-yard drive going here. Taking up about 5 minutes, made Elkhorn play some defense, where they spent most of the time that first quarter on defense.
Three first downs for Elkhorn, two for Crete, 14 rushes for Elkhorn for 33 yards. Crete, 8 for 29, 17 plays, 51 yards for Elkhorn, 10 plays, 45 yards for Crete. If you can go 4.5 yards a play, you'd take that, wouldn't you?
That's not a bad average. I'd take that.
Shotgun formation with trips wide to the left side. One man wide out to the right now as Crete leads off the second quarter. Back to pass. McGinnis pulls it down. He's going to run with it. 25-20. And reaches out to about the 16-yard line. Nice play there by McGinnis. Has some good vision there. Allowed him to pick up close to a first down.
Nice vision there. The receivers were covered. A lane opened up on his weak side, on the right side, and he just took it and ran. Made it a third and short. It was a much, much doable down.
One more step, it had been a first and 10. Everybody's bunched up. They hand it off to the fullback, and he'll twist and turn, and he gets the first down.
Got stopped on his initial drive and got the ball, but kept his feet driving, as you said, twisted out of that and picked up the first down.
That's Mack on the run there, and that time he was running not from the tailback, but closer in to the quarterback, as they had no intention of doing anything but just bull rushing for that half yard, and they did. First and 10 now. The ball is spotted just outside the 14-yard line. McGinnis has everybody up on the line of scrimmage. Very strong to the right side, Maryland I otherwise. Mack dots the I. Long count. Hand off to Mack out of the tailback, and he falls forward to about the 11-yard line. 3-yard gain. Second down, 7 coming.
Boy, he gets tripped up right at the line of scrimmage, or otherwise he might have been running for the end zone. There was one defender out there in front of him, but he was a good 10 yards back, and that could have been a big first down play. They liked that Maryland eye on first down.
Well, and then they've got that strong side to the right. There's a lot of blockers you got to sort through before you get to the ball
right.
Carrier.
Yeah, they're going unbalanced right along with the Maryland eye.
Yeah. But got to call off the whole roster for you to the pigskin.
Yeah.
Under center, McGinnis. Double wing, double wide. Back to pass, a little flip pass to Colcourt. And that could have gone for big yardage. Went for about 4, gets him down to about the 7. Little shuttle pass forward. That's well executed at the high school level.
It was very nicely executed. McGinnis stepped back from the line, let the man come, flipped it with his left hand on that little Utah inside pass play because it's a safe play as well.
Third down five now as they look to the far side of the field, and there might be a timeout called here by Crete. And that is what it is. Crete takes a timeout, 10:27 to go first half. Crete is down by seven, but they've got a good opportunity here at the nine-yard line. We'll be back in a half minute to see if they can convert on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Nice night for football, 36 degrees. It's going to get better. And if you're entertaining this weekend, here's a great idea. Take the fam to Foster Field, noon on Saturday. They're talking like 63 degrees.
Beautiful day.
You talk about a beautiful afternoon for football. UNK hosting a playoff game against Wayne State of Michigan. Be there at Foster Field. PickMyTickets.com. You can pick them up or get them at the gate. Get them in advance at UNK Athletic Department. Hand off. And trying for the first down, but not getting it. They could get inside the four-yard line for a first down, Ken Crete. They handed it off to one of their big guys, Skyler Vergith. He's a 5'8", 200-pounder, built low to the ground, got some beef on him, but not enough to plow in for the first down. So now it's decision time. Do you go fourth and four and try and go for the six, or does he have a kicker? We'll see what Chuck McGinnis has in mind here. Looks like they're gonna try and kick it. It'll be Jordan Loy, a 5'9", 165-pound junior doing the kicking chores. Holding the ball is Mitchell Marvin. The knee is at the 15-yard line. So it's a 25-yard attempt here.
What do they got here? Timeout?
I don't know. I'm guessing the timeout previously was to talk it over with the kicker and say, can you do that? All right, now looks like a procedure call, delay a game. And they didn't want that, so that 25-yard field goal attempt moves to a 30-yard field goal attempt as the holder will be right at the 20 now.
I don't understand how you get a delay a game coming out of a timeout, but anyway.
All right. Sidewinder coming from the left to the right at the football. Good snap, good hold, kick up, and it's good. Crete is on the board. They trail 7-3. 9:34 to go in the first half of play. You're listening to the Class B State Football Championship from Memorial Stadium on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM, and at PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web. Back in a half minute with the kickoff.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
A field goal puts Crete on the board, and it's 7-3.
Got a 12-play, 47-yard drive. Took up almost 8 minutes, 7:53. And that was a big, big drive. Too bad they couldn't convert there. They had the opportunity, and but they really needed to take the ball because Elkhorn had dominated the first half. And that was a big 7-minute drive, almost 8-minute drive by Crete. Now, see if they can play a little defense.
Not seen a lot of long kickoffs here, but Nabity and Rankin are back at their 15-yard line in case it does go to the max. They have a very unusual kickoff formation here. The kicker stands by himself at about the 40, and then 4 and 5 men respectively run in from each side and try to defend. It's a kick taken at the 11-yard line by Rankin out to the 15-20. Stutter steps 25, got some running room, 30, out to the 33-yard line, and he's bashed out of bounds on the far sideline.
And I tell you, these are two physical football teams. He just ran straight ahead, bounced off a guy, got his feet back, and took off like a bull in a china closet.
And that is a first and 10 at the 33-yard line for Elkhorn. Elkhorn trying to answer the long drive that ended in a field goal. That was a nice lift for the defense. Now they need to convert a little bit of that momentum to the offense. Again, Elkhorn, state runner-up last year. They'd like to get one to take home in the color gold. Silver's nice. Gold is better.
Gold is better. Gold is better.
I formation.
Wow.
And Fiker's going to call for a timeout. So we'll take 60 here. 9:27 to go. 7-3. Elkhorn leading Crete in the Class B State Championship. Back in a minute on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Likert under center. He tosses it to the left side, and Nabity's got a nice chunky yardage there, three and a half yards, maybe four on the first carry. That's Tanner Bailey, not Nabity. And so it'll be second down and 7 yards to go.
You know what that was? That was like in spring or fall drills when you run the eye opener, the coach tosses the ball, and two men just slam into each other. That was exactly what that was.
One wide out to the right side. Otherwise, Fikert under center, fakes the handoff, fires long downfield. Has he got a man? Yeah, he's got a couple of them, but it falls incomplete in between the two of them. That was Van Akron and Ben Haas. And there's a penalty marker down back at the 30-yard line. Is that a hold or a personal foul?
The passer.
He held it a long time. Wow.
Wow.
That's the kind, if you're on defense, you hate to see, because that was a... If there's such a thing, that was a perfect incompletion. They had two receivers bracketed, and the ball fell harmlessly amongst six men back there.
Well, that's called a duck. I thought somebody was going to yell pull and shoot out of the sky for a moment.
Feet of clay. Second down now as the penalty moves that ball up to the 40-yard line. Second down and 3 to go. And they will... They will send Cade Van Akron out to the right side.
That's a big play, though. Instead of third and long, you got second and 4. And that's a big penalty.
Tanner Bailey, I think, is dotting the I this time instead of Nabity. And he'll get the call. Gets across the 40 to about the 42 or 3-yard line. He's been close to a first down.
Good penetration that time by Crete, but good block by the fullback to pick up the linebacker and get close. Looks like they're going to measure.
Officials time out to measure. They'll bring the chains on the field for the first time tonight in this Class B championship.
From this vantage point, what do you think? Did he get it?
I mean, you know, he may be a little. He may be a little shy. He had to get. And I'm wrong. No, he got it. He got it by the second stripe on the football. He got it by the nose of the football, as they say. And so it's first and 10 now as the drive continues for Elkhorn.
That
drive started about the 33-yard line.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Elkhorn will take the ball and just drive it, pound it, pound it, pound it. Wear out your defense. You've got to get off the field on third down if you're Crete.
Clock ticking at 8:45 in the first half of play. Elkhorn has a 7-3 lead. They're on the drive now. I formation. Fikert fakes the handoff. Now it goes to the end around. Coming to the left side, a wall of blockers for Rankin up to the 50, down to the 45-yard line. And Rankin has a first down. Ben Rankin on the end around. Little jet action was not faked that time. He just gave it to him.
Nice play there. Gave a nice ride to the halfback. Made the linebacker believe it. Turned and handed to the wingback or the halfback coming back around. And good blocks from the backside. That's why you got to stay at home if you're on the backside, because they just pound you, and then boom.
That's why when you got a coach's kid at fullback, it's pretty nice. He's a good ball handler.
Good ball handler, yes he is.
I formation as he checks over with one wide out to the right side. They pitch to the left side, and again, good yardage down to the 39-yard line. That's Tanner Bailey at the tailback slot.
Just toss sweep into the boundary, and got a nice kick-out block there. Pulled the guard to the outside. Good patience by the running back. Brings up second and about three, looks like, maybe four.
Unless there's an injury we don't know about, they've been running Cole Bodino at fullback and Bailey at tailback more than Graham Navity, who was the feature back and picked, what, 1,400 yards up during the year.
Yep.
High formation, single wide out. Little mix up in the backfield now, and that's going to result in a loss of about a yard or two. Ball's going to be spotted at the 39-yard line.
Nice tackle there by number 20 for the Creek Cardinals. I can't read on my glasses on.
Colton Steer. Colton Steer on the tackle. Bottino, I think, was the ball carrier on that. Everybody was bunched up right back in the center.
Yeah,
and it was hard to tell other than things were not looking good for forward progress on that. Third down and five coming out for Crete as McGinnis comes from a look at the sideline to check the play. Checks the wristband, checks the defense, now under center with an eye formation, fakes the handoff. He's going to be tackled back at the 45-yard line. Boy, that was a nice stop there. Coming shooting through was Vincent Thatcher. And nice defensive play and nice stand here by Crete as it's now fourth down and 8 yards to go for Elkhorn. And I think they'll probably, well.
Looks like they're going to punt the football. Yeah,
I was going to say, you want your punter to be able to pin him down.
That is a big punter.
He is a big guy. Let's see who he is.
72, maybe?
Okay. Peyton Lang, 6'5", 220. Nice kick, though. It's going to go and bounce at the, not as nice as I thought. It's going to bounce inside the 20 and then bounces back out to about the 22-yard line. I thought he was going to get a bounce at the 15, maybe go in farther, but...
Check the appointment.
It's okay, but nothing to write home about. And so it'll be the Cardinals taking over. First and 10 at the 23-yard line. You're listening to state high school football coverage here, as we do every year. Every one of the games, whether they're in our particular area or not, all six games on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, brought to you in part by Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. Now they give it to Colquhoun. On the end around, and he'll fight forward for about 3 or 4 yards on the far side of the field.
I'm telling you, just contrasting styles. I mean, Elkhorn looks like they're running something straight out of the late 80s, and Crete looks like they're in the new century running their offense.
Interesting. And it's been toe-to-toe here. 7-3 is your score. And Crete has the ball back now after forcing the punt. By Elkhorn a moment. Second down and 5 yards to go. Ball is inside the 28-yard line. Now we got penalty markers down. The Elkhorn Elks are clapping, so I'm guessing that Crete did a no-no.
In man on the line of scrimmage, got down and then got back up, but you can't do that. You got to do one or the other. Get down and get back up.
Grab your helmet and go do-over. Come on.
Maryland Iowa, that unbalanced line just seems to be their first down formation, and now they're backed up second 10.
Now they go with the spread, double wides. Shotgun formation, McGinnis, good snap, back to pass, dancing around now, moves to his right, now back to the left, finds a man in the flat, he's got him, first down, and knocked out of bounds at the 35-yard line is Ian McGowan.
Nice protection there by the big guys up front. Gave the quarterback time to look to his right, dance back to his left, wait for the crossing route to come open, and then he just delivered a nice, easy ball to catch for the first down. That is a quarterback. That is the coach's kid there.
There you go. A lot of heady game, as they used to say. Shotgun formation. McGinnis trips to the right side. Back to pass again. Looks over the field. Fires out. He's got a man, and it is blocked nicely there by Joe Balvinos for try that again. Blocked nicely as he got his hand up by Brian Steckelberg. Brian Steckelberg, linebacker, 5'10", 175, broke up that pass. It'll be second down coming and 10 yards to go now. That time he looked like he was going to go left no matter what. He wasn't looking off his receivers. Yep. Shotgun, McGinnis takes it himself. He's got some running room up to the 45, down to the 47 or 8-yard line.
That time they ran, faked that jet sweep. And McGinnis waited on his blockers and hit a nice hole right up the middle. And that's a really nice play. We've seen a lot of that this year, especially when we did the Ravenna game.
First down and 10 now on that. And so Crete has fresh life, new set of downs, double wide to the right side, slot man right. McGinnis rolls to his right, stops now, going to be pressured. Hemmed in, and he breaks out of it out to the 50-yard line. He's pulled down at about the 48-yard line of Elkhorn. Nice tackle over there by Chris Weber.
He did a nice job. He was rolling out there. Nobody open. Had the defender coming at him. Took a little step back, let him go by, and then just picked up what he could. Second down yardage, but I'm sorry, about 5 yards on the play, so second and six maybe.
They send a wide out to the left side with a slot man left, one wide right. Shotgun, single setback with McGinnis. Good snap. McGinnis now works to his left, fires out. He's got a man at the 40, 39-yard line, enough for a first down. And again, that's going to be Ian McGowan.
Ian McGowan runs a nice route there, just runs a little hook route there, settles down right in that space. Waits for the quarterback to throw it, and that's a first down. That's a good pass, good catch. Move the chain.
That time it was a little bit against the grain. He moved to his right, fired over to the left flat, got the first down. First down and 10, 40-yard line of Elkhorn.
It's five catches for McGinnis tonight for 30 yards. He's having a pretty good first half.
We had a lot of Creek talk here, but Elkhorn has the lead, 7-3. Under center is McGinnis. He's got the double wings, and they give it to one wing back from the left side to the right side. And he's going to be stopped shy of the line of scrimmage at about the 39-yard line. Good pursuit there by Elkhorn.
Yeah, nice play there by number 72, the big punter. Set the corner there and did not allow them to get on the outside, turned it back, and then he just swallowed up that young man at the for a short loss.
Peyton Lang is 6'5", 220, and he looks every bit of that.
Playing defensive end to this side.
Elkhorn wearing the white jerseys, red pants, red helmets. Crete, all red, white helmets. Come with a double wide to the left side. McGinnis fields a low snap, works to his left, fires across his body. He's got a man open, and it's broken up nicely at the last minute there by Colton Mack. Coming over, by Daniel Fickert, the quarterback on offense for Elkhorn, and he came back and interrupted that play. They could have gone for big yardage.
Could have gone for big yardage. Quarterback threw it just a little bit late, but nice play by the defender to come in and break up that play. He had a little bit of pressure on that side, made him throw it a little late. And good defense here by Elkhorn. Brings up a third and long.
Now the crowd, you can hear a little bit. Not a bad crowd here tonight. Probably a couple, 2,000-3,000 people maybe. Slots both ways. Shotgun formation. McGinnis back to pass. Fires out in the flat. He's got McGowan again at the 35. Nice stutter step down to the 30-yard line. He'll be close to a first down.
I think he's going to be just short.
Nice
just,
third down.
Yeah, it was nice third down.
Nice third down play. One more step, and we'd be marking off a first and 10. Now decision time here for Chuck McGinnis, the coach for the defending state champions in Class B. He's got a fourth down, less than a yard. They hurry up. They got a jumbo. Offensive set, and again, they give it to the big fullback. He crashes the 30. He's got a first down.
That's all he needs to do is to cross that 30-yard line. That's just a quick hitter in there, and good foot drive, good keeping his pads low and getting the first down.
Colton Steer with the carry there, the 6'2", 205-pound fullback. They also brought in Skyler Vergiff for blocking on that, and they kind of make it look like a rugby scrum.
Yep. This is that was the 10th play of the drive. They have taken up some time and really moving the ball here.
First and 10 at the just inside the 30-yard line of Elkhorn for Creek. Down by four. They send a man in motion. Back to pass. McGinnis is going to be pressured now. He's got to scramble. Two men on him. He's got to get rid of it or he's going to get a big loss. Fires downfield. It is incomplete at the 15-yard line. Man, he was lucky to get that out because that could have taken about 17, 18 yards off of that drive.
Yeah, that's just a really – that would put your heart in your throat if you're a coach. I don't care if he is your kid. At number 72, got up the field there, that big defensive end, and put pressure on him. He danced around a little bit, ducked under a couple of people. As you said, a couple of people had a chance at him. Needed to just throw that one up in the stands. The band director is always open on a play like that. Just throw it away. But he got lucky and just got out of pressure and brings up third down. Our second down and 10.
Second and 10, no harm, no foul on that one. But, yeah, you're right. You talk about your heart and your throat. You got Peyton Lang coming down on you. Your heart is broken. Do a little pity pat there, too. Bunch to the right side. Two men to the left side. Ball is on the ground. McGinnis has to recover it, and he'll be smothered back at the 37 or 80-yard line. So all of a sudden the wheels are falling off here on ball handling and on protection for the passer. And so Crete now, which had a second and 10, is going to look at a third down and about 16 yards to go. They give him a generous spot at the just outside the 35-yard line.
Coach says on that one, Lord love a duck.
Can
we snap the ball? Ball comes out low and to the right. McGinnis is trying to get his eyes down the field. And as you said, take your eye off the ball and just hit the ground and the whole timing is thrown off.
Third and 15, they go trips left side, single wide out to the right side. One man in the backfield with McGinnis, who's in the gun. Good snap. Looks to his left, fires long, and a man streaking downfield. Ball is intercepted at the 10-yard line. Back to the 20, 30, 40 across midfield, and pushed out of bounds on the far sideline there.
Nice play out there.
Austin Alfrey, I think, was the man who was back there. He's a safety, 5'11", 150 pounds. Streaking downfield was McGowan, and he just came up and picture perfect, took it away.
Well, they thought they had the wheel route open, the receivers running down there, but the safety just waited on it. McGinnis threw it out there, and he just made a nice play on the football. When he got it at his highest point, ran it back.
Second turnover on Crete. They fumbled it on the first play from scrimmage. This is a pick. And now Elkhorn has some momentum at the 47-yard line of Crete on the run back there by Austin Alfrey, the safety who intercepted the ball. The run off the right side by Nabity gets about 6 or 7 yards, and a nice pickup on first down to the right side.
Only problem is you only got about 45 seconds to go here in this game, and you are not a big strike offense.
Halftime, you mean.
Halftime, sorry.
Life goes too fast as it is.
Halftime.
I formation, single wide out to the left side. McGinnis looking for him. He fires long, and I don't think he's got a play.
Oh, yes, he does.
At the 15-yard line, Rankin comes down with it, and that'll stop the clock and move the chains. Was I wrong.
There I go talking about a no big strike offense. He threw a nice fade route down the left side, and your receiver laid out for it, made a great catch. And that brings it up almost first goal. No, just outside the 10-yard line.
Ben Rankin on the catch there. Now they go power eye. McGinnis is under center. And they fake it to the tailback, going to the end zone. Touchdown! Michael Weber on the reception for Elkhorn. The tight end came out and was wide open on that little drag.
That was beautiful. They came and they did that stretch play, got the linebacker to come up. Got the tight end right out down the middle of the field, and he just lobbed it to him. Didn't throw it hard. That is just good football right there.
So Elkhorn may not have a lot of different formations, but they show they can hurt you a lot of different ways on that particular one. PAT coming up, and the kick is good. So chalk another one up for Colin Stiles, the kicker for Elkhorn. He's 2 for 2. And it's a 14-3 ball game. Elkhorn, the runner-up last year, trying to avenge that situation this year. We're back with the kickoff in a half a minute. 17 seconds to go in the first half on the Class B state championship game.
At
athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
14-3. Elkhorn intercepted a pass intended for a streaking Ian McGowan in the end zone. Picked it off. The safety, Austin Alfrey, returned it 40 yards. Good field position for Elkhorn, and they converted and scored. And so they're up now 14-3, and they're going to kick off with not too much time to go in the first half. Short kick taken at the 30-some yard line. Derek McClure returns it. And now Crete will have the opportunity maybe to, well, we'll see what their philosophy is. They could throw it downfield a couple of times. They got a man hurt at about the 30-yard line.
What a huge swing of plays. As you see, he intercepted the ball down inside his 10-yard line, ran it back three plays later, 40 seconds and 47 yards, and that ball game, this ball game's turned on two turnovers, two big turnovers.
And Colin Thatcher, no, Vincent Thatcher is down on the field. He's a 5'5", 160-pound fullback nose tackle. He's a sophomore. He got shaken up on that kickoff. It was a short kickoff, and now he's up, and he's okay. All right.
That 29-yard pass play was the big play on that throw down the sideline.
To Rankin,
that we both thought was overthrown, and he laid out.
He must have a high gear. Because he ran under that rainbow. I didn't think he was going to get to it, as you might have discerned from the call there. And then he came back with it. All right, now Crete goes with the slots both ways. Shotgun formation, one man staying in the backfield with McGinnis.
Two safeties high.
That's Colton Mock back to pass now, standing and getting good protection. Now he has to move to his left. And he's going for the sideline. Is McGinnis gets out of bounds at the 40-yard line. He'll pick up five on that. Stop the clock with just 2 seconds to go. So
I'm
guessing they'll try one more shot downfield if they can get it.
Yeah, and Elkhorn's got two safeties deep. The linebackers are playing about 15 yards off. The corners are playing about the same. And if they're going to get one down the field, it is going to be a Hail Mary. And better grab your rosaries.
Double wides. Again, McGinnis in the gun. And he goes back to pass, trying to look for someone to break free and maybe get a last-minute thriller, but he throws it into the ground at about the 45-yard line. Excuse me, not complete.
Yeah, threw it low and behind the receivers. He came across there. Thought he was just going to heave it down the field, but you know that play wasn't going to go anywhere if he completed it anyway.
William Dittmer was the intended receiver, and it falls harmlessly at about the 45-yard line. And so we're at halftime in the Class B State Championship, and it is topsy-turvy from a year ago. A year ago, the Crete Cardinals walked off with the title, as they had in both 2000, 2006, and 2007. They were state runners-up in 96 and 2001. Last year, Elkhorn took home the silver. And they were also runners-up in 87, 91, and 2006. They had state championships in 89, 92, 96, and 1999. So both these programs are very familiar with some success in the postseason. And we're here to decide which one will come away with the gold and which the silver this year in 2011. Last year, Crete took the gold home, and Elkhorn settled for the silver.
Well, I know, as we said in the pregame, both these teams expected to come here. I mean, you, there are teams that come and they play and they're happy to be here, and it's a surprise. But, you know, these two teams started the season out with not as a goal but as an expectation to be here, and that's a whole different way of approaching a football season.
I think that's a great choice of words, because when you've got a program that has built a tradition, expectation, kind of like the Howells deal this afternoon, there was an expectation that somehow, despite the fact that Sargent was a heck of a ball club, and of course Sargent did win and is a state champion, there was an expectation that Howells was going to close out the Howells era as a state champion.
And Sargent came in and gave as good as they got and ended up winning by 3 points, 21-18. But there were some signs toward the end. For example, a kick return after there had been a couple of fumbles on the part of Sargent on special teams play. We saw the Sargent returner actually go down in a slide 5 yards before tacklers got there. The expectation there was that Howell somehow is going to smoke me, and so I'm going to go down before they do. And that's a great turn of phrase, because expectations and goals can be different depending on the heritage of the program that you have. And well, both of these have good heritage and expectations that they're supposed to excel here in the postseason.
Well, 24 years of playing in the playoffs. We're not talking big brothers. We're talking uncles. You know,
yeah.
We're talking,
yeah.
You know, dads and uncles have played, and that's a big
thing. You're talking about a lot of silence at the Thanksgiving dinner.
You are talking about a lot of silence at the Thanksgiving dinner if you didn't get yours. And a lot of bragging. Back in my day,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing, we took care of business, and those young men do not want to be sitting there having to listen to that from uncles and dads and cousins.
That's a fact. All right, I tell you what we're going to do is we'll take a break here and be back with the halftime report, and and we'll give you some updated stats here on the halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. And we'll take a two-minute timeout. You're listening to State High School Football Championship coverage. We are in game 3 of 6 total that you're hearing on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 today and including tomorrow, and also on PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web. So if you know of somebody that is from Elkhorn or Crete and they're a ways away and maybe would like to hear the call of the game, PlatteRiverPreps.com will get you those links to what we're doing here tonight from Memorial Stadium. Back in 2 minutes with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Back at Memorial Stadium for the Class B State Championship, Round 2. The second half is coming up here in a few minutes, and this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all of your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, your farm, your business, they'll take it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Well, I'll tell you what, it's a thrill to do the ball game here at Memorial Stadium from a broadcaster standpoint.
It's got to be a huge thrill to be right there on Osborne Field as the players are battling out their respective state championship calls. And tonight I would say that these two teams, based on the familiarity with having been here last year and with each other, I haven't seen any jitters at all. We've seen some turnovers, but I don't think they were because of jitters at all.
No, no, there's been a good hard-hitting football team. Those turnovers have been caused by good plays on both sides. And you know, I read through the stats here, and this is a very evenly played football. Other than those turnovers, both teams have seven first downs. Rushing yards is, 57 for Elkhorn, 65 for Crete. Passing yardage is 59 for Elkhorn, 49 for Crete. 116 yards of total offense for Elkhorn, 114. Both have run close to 30 plays, about 4.5 yards a play for Elkhorn, about 3.5 for Crete. I mean, just right down the line, it's an evenly played football game other than the two turnovers. The fumble and the interception are what has turned this game, and even the time of position, 12 minutes for Elkhorn, 11:45 for Crete. So just nothing, as you said, no jitters. Good two teams, two well-coached teams, two good traditions, and the difference is the turnovers, and they're able to capitalize on them. First time on a long, kind of a methodical drive. The second one, a quick strike, three plays, 47 yards, right before halftime.
Yeah, it's great to watch a couple of teams that you know are well-coached because it is so evident on the field when there's that discipline. They know what they're going to do. They know how much time, for the most part, that they had to do it. We saw one delay a game on a punt formation, which is kind of one of those.
And I think that what happened there was that Elkhorn had the punt block on, and they recognized it, which is good coaching as well.
Thing,
the punter didn't just stand back there and let the unblocked man come in. He recognized it, called his defender in to give him the extra blocker, which again points to good, solid coaching. Recognize what's happening on the field, adjust to it, make your plays. And, you know, these kids are again, this program has been coming up. They've been running these plays. Very contrasting style, as I've talked about several times. But, you know, if you know what you're doing and you know what you're supposed to do and everybody's on the same page, it doesn't matter what the offense is. You can move the ball and you can win football games with it.
Coverage of the state football playoffs brought to you in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. It's that time of year when you need to have the furnace checked to make sure that when it gets really, really cold, you got some heat coming from the right places. Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. We'll take a minute time out here and be back with more stats individually as we return on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln State Championship. Your score, Crete trailing Elkhorn 14-3. Second half coming up.
Well, hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance.
Barney Insurance. Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you. In Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report with Crete trailing Elkhorn 14-3. Crete, the defending state Class B champs, defeated the same Elkhorn Elk squad a year ago. Now in the lead by 11 points at halftime. But here's the interesting thing about great coaches on the sideline. Will be the adjustments that they make and the kind of chess game that they play with one another. Because it's kind of like, okay, if you're Crete, you got to make certain adjustments. I'm assuming one of which might be don't turn the ball over.
But, yeah. Yeah.
And maybe that's the only adjustment you got to make, because really when they've held on to the ball, they've done all right, and yep. So has Elkhorn.
Well, the big adjustment you got to make is that, you know, obviously the Maryland eye, the unbalanced line was something that they were getting a lot of first down plays on. See how Elkhorn adjusts to that formation when they see it. And then they'll spread them out, run those different plays. For Crete, you know, I mean, it's just the execution. I mean, on defense, yeah. You got to stop them. They're going to run at you, and they're going to hit that play-action pass. And you've got to be disciplined. That's the thing. You got to be disciplined. Everybody's got to have their gap. Everybody's got to be able to, because, you know, that's what comes down to. I had a great coach in college that told me that football is sometimes just a game of keep away. You put that one guy on an island, mm-hmm. and you make him make a play.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Crete does with their spread and all that stuff. But in the same respect, that's what Elkhorn does when they run at you and make that one guy make that tackle.
Well, the first play from scrimmage by Crete, the ball was coughed up by the fullback, Colton Steer. Okay. That's first play of the game. That's a
good,
you know,
hit. It was a good hit. It wasn't a bobbled. It was a good hit by the linebacker.
You get a mulligan. You know,
right.
Bam. The second turnover was Ian McGowan streaking downfield. Had he caught that, it would have been a touchdown for Crete. But an amazing play by the safety, Austin Alfrey, came up. He went in the air, just plucked the ball out from in front of the receiver, and went back the other way 40 yards. That's his great defense. And that, I don't know, can you really say that a high school quarterback should have recognized not to make that play? I think in any other game, that's a touchdown.
Oh, sure. You throw that ball up. Most kids, you know, are going to, it's a jump ball or it's an incomplete pass. But as you said, the defender made a very textbook play on the ball. He went up, got it at his highest point like they teach, pulled it down, cut in front of the receiver,
yep.
And made a great return on it. So,
yeah. Austin Alfrey's, who folks can drop $19.95 on that DVD that you could buy from the
there
from
you
high
go.
School association.
Yeah, certainly.
Hey.
So far. Hey, some individual stats.
Okay.
All right, let me give you a couple. Nabity, the 14-yard rusher, has got 9 rushes for 27 yards and a touchdown. Tanner Bailey, which we've seen quite a bit of, has got 4 rushes for 25. Ben Rankin, 1 for 11, and then splattering from there. Then you've got on the Crete side, McGinnis, 7 carries for 29 yards. Colton Mack, 6 carries for 21 yards, and then some individuals here and there. Passing, McGinnis is 5 of 11 for 49 yards, and the Elkhorn quarterback is 3 of 5 for 49 for 59 yards, 29 of them being the long touchdown pass right before halftime. So, you know, both teams doing what they do.
Well, and the other point is that the Crete Cardinals, even though they come out of basically a one wideout set, have shown that they can make you pay with that.
Elkhorn.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, here's what I was going to actually say is that Crete looked. By time of possession, they had kind of turned that around, and they're equal pretty much now,
pretty
I think.
Much, yeah, yeah.
But I think I mentioned they looked like they were getting into a rhythm with their offense. My take is that when you see Nabity getting the pitch, when they run the ISO with Nabity, when they pitch it to him, when they hand it off to him, and he's gaining chunks 4, 5, 6 at a time, that's the rhythm that Elkhorn
wants to be in.
Right.
We haven't seen that yet.
Well, and it's not just Nabby. Those front five offensive linemen are firing off the ball, driving their men back, allowing Nabby to hit that cutback to find his hole. That offensive line gets in a groove, not just the running back, but they get in a kind of a dance together, and they know they're blowing them off the ball and opening up plays. So, you know, that's the adjustment, is that Creed is going to have to stay disciplined and not allow for those big plays.
Because I'm looking here, some guy once told me that average says that if you've got one foot in a bucket of ice and the other foot in a bucket of hot soup, the average would say you're comfortable. But Graham Nabbity had 1,400 yards on the year on 12 games. So that means he's averaging around 110, 120 yards a game. He's only got 27 yards right now. So the average says he's going to have a good second half. We'll just see whether or not that law of averages does catch up.
And if they do, that's what Elkhorn's going to want to do, because they're going to want to control the ball. They've got the lead. They've got a possession type of ball possession, grind the clock type of offense, and that's what they're going to want to do, is pound and pound and pound. And Crete's going to have to have some big plays, but Creed is going to have, when Creed was in an offensive rhythm, it wasn't with McGinnis standing back there throwing the ball,
right,
because that puts a lot of pressure on a high school quarterback. It was a mixture of running pass. It was breaking it up. It was keeping the defense off balance, the jet sweep, the quarterback run. And that's what they've got to do, is keep it balanced.
Yeah, that's the whole deal, is they felt, you felt they were in a rhythm by doing different things. And when you felt like they did fool the defense, and they came back and did something and fooled them a different way, that is their rhythm. Whereas with Elkhorn, it's going to be a bam, bam, bam. It's going to be like you say, when those five big guys get into a rhythm and the running backs get into a rhythm, that is how Elkhorn got where they are. So it's interesting, only because last year we saw Crete on top and Elkhorn the runner-up. I'm not predicting the end of the score, and I really don't have any dog in this fight, to coin a phrase, but right now, Elkhorn has come to play, and it looks like they've got a mission to bring back some gold this time instead of the silver.
I was just going to say, I haven't watched a whole lot of Class A football, but I have watched a great deal of the Class B, Aurora, Elkhorn, Creek, Beatrice, McCook. I think this is some of the best football in Nebraska. I mean,
pretty good players coming to Class B.
Pretty good players, Class B, good coaches, good programs. And there's about five or seven of them that any given year could be playing in this game, which is really nice.
And here's another area of football I know you mentioned earlier you like, and that is Division II football. UNK invites you to Foster Field on Saturday. How come? Well, because the Lopers are in a second-round game, and they're able to host against Wayne State of Michigan. Remember, this is Thanksgiving weekend, however, and that means that a lot of the UNK students are gone. So in order to show support, UNK especially is inviting you to the noon kickoff. Be at Foster Field. Have some fun before the game. Get your tickets at pickmytickets.com. Get them through the UNK Athletic Department. Get them at the gate. But be there and support the Lopers, as we want to make sure that UNK shows good support for the team and some good support for having a second-round game in Kearney. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
They keep count. And so if you've got a house full of company in, here's the better news for Loper fans. 63 degrees. That's the forecast high for Saturday. I can't imagine a better way to wrap up Turkey Day the day after than getting outside for a change and watching some football at 63 degrees.
Let the ladies get up early and go do their Black Friday sale. Meet me at the game, and we'll all have a nice afternoon. And it's their last year in that conference. They're about to join one of the toughest conferences in Division II,
right,
Northwest Missouri State, Pittsburgh State, and my old stomping ground. So that should be a great game and a last chance to see them play in that particular conference.
That's going to be a fun future for UNK. But don't forget, Saturday, noon, Foster Field. Come on out, grab a seat in the sunshine, 63 degrees, and watch a good game between the UNK Lopers and Wayne State of Michigan. That's Michigan's version of Wayne State. All right, we're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back with the second half of tonight's Class B championship football game. You've been listening to the Halftime Report, brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Give them a call for all of your trash hauling needs anywhere. in Buffalo County. Back in a minute here on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
Every morning, the sun greets you. As reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Coverage of state football is presented in part by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Your comfort is their business, Midwest Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
ProTeam Design is the name you need to know for quality screen printing and embroidery, plus experienced and friendly service. No matter what the sport, special occasion, or business need, the staff at ProTeam Design can help you by providing unique and creative designs, your favorite brands like Adidas, Mizuno, Nike, and Wilson, and our specialty on-time order delivery. No job is too big or too small, so call us today for a free price quote. ProTeam Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Players are back on the field. They've done their pregame drills, and we are about 30 seconds from kicking this one off in the second half. Again, Crete is trailing Elkhorn 14-3. They will receive the ball, and they'll defend the south goal of Memorial Stadium. Pretty good crowd. I haven't seen anybody splash up the figures tonight, but I'm going to guess it's in excess of 4,000, maybe 6,000 people.
Oh, I think there's a good crowd here. Again, it's about expectation for the fans as well.
Yeah, you're right down the road at Crete. Mm-hmm. Exit 388, I believe.
Yeah, they could have played this one at Doan. Okay, that's Crete's home field, isn't it?
Yeah.
They play at Doan.
All right. And so Crete will send Ian McGowan and Corey Colcorp, a couple of dangerous receivers we've seen in the first half, back in twin return, standing at their 15-yard line. Elkhorn tees the ball up at the 40-yard line, doing the kicking chores for Elkhorn. Colin Stiles, 6 foot, 175-pound sophomore. They go into three-point stance as they approach the ball, and it's off. It's a short kick, bounces at the 20-yard line. And Colcorp comes back the other way, gets quickly to the 30. Now dances around 32, cuts upfield to 35, 40, still on his feet. Spins 45, 47-yard line. Great return there by Colcorp.
Yeah, Colcorp came up and really took that ball. It looked like the up man was going to get it. And then had great patience, as you said, danced around a little bit, back and forth. They get the ball just shy of midfield. Great start for Crete.
It's amazing how useful blockers can be if you give them a chance to get in front of you.
Yeah, they work hard. Let them work.
All right, first and 10. Crete down by 9 points. Excuse me, by 11 points. Where's that math class? By 11 points. Going to the Maryland eye. Everybody's in tight. Strong to the right side. They hand it off and stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Is the tailback out of that Maryland eye, Colton Mock. And he gets maybe a yard. Second down, we're being generous. Second down and 9.
That's, again, adjustment there by Elkhorn. They can see that Maryland eye. They've obviously put more men in the box. The linemen are getting off their blocks and not allowing that big first down play out of that Maryland eye like we saw in the first half.
Zachary Smajur is out to the right side. Dittmer wide to the left side. Double wings otherwise. And they give it on a end around to one of the wing backs from the right side. That's Kolkoff, and he'll get maybe a yard or two on that delivery from the right to the left. Got down to the 49-yard line, down to the 49-yard line of Elkhorn.
Looked like that play had a chance to be a big play, but a good pursuit inside out by the linebackers from Elkhorn.
Third down, strong five, short six. They'll send Ian McGowan out wide to the right side, and now they've got trips wide to the left side. One man close in just a little shy of the wingback spot. Now he'll go from left to the right side in motion. Takes a snap. McGinnis on the roll, gets the 45, keeps it himself. 40-yard line, stood up after the first down.
Ooh.
And that was some patient running there, too. He got four, then he got three more, then he got three more, and he got a first down.
Yes, he did. He had the receiver open on the curl route, but made the wiser choice, I think. Had some blockers out in front, got the first down. Took a pretty good pop there as he was fighting for the end, but, you know, state championship, you got to do that.
All right. Creep now with a first down, fresh set of downs at the 40-yard line of Elkhorn. They trail 14-3. They come out in the Maryland eye one more time. Everybody is in tight. They give it to the up man, and that is the big fullback, Skyler Vergith. And Vergith, the 5'8", 200-pound fire plug, has gotten the ball on short-distance calls earlier. That time, I think they were just going to try and do a little change of pace and see if they could stop that trap.
He got a nice little 3-yard gain there. That's not bad on first down. And there's a lot of things you can do out of that Maryland eye other than just that power play off tackle.
Spadier goes out wide to the right side again. Farthest to the left is Ian McGowan. In the slot is Dittmer. Shotgun formation. Now they send a man in motion from the left to the right. Hand off to the fullback, and he'll get down to about the 30-yard line. That's Colton Steer, the man that I hate the brand of kid, but the man that coughed up the ball on the first carry of the ball game for Crete. That time he got a nice game, though.
Good blocks up front. Had a nice lane to run in and brings up third and short, which is what you need. That's what Crete needs to do. We were talking about rhythm at halftime.
Ball is spotted just outside the 30-yard line. They've got to get about to the 29. Slow-developing play, and leaning forward and maybe getting that first down is Colton Mock.
He gets the tough yards for this Crete team, doesn't he?
He does, and he's doing it out of that tailback slot that time. And that'll move the chain. So it's first and 10, 29-yard line for the line of scrimmage now for Crete, which started off after a nice return on the kickoff by Corey Colquarf. And they started about their own 40-yard line. Now they're inside the 30 of the other guys. There's Vergrith again, and he'll spin and be brought down for no gain. Tried to go wide that time, not enough speed, too much pursuit.
I think that play was supposed to go off tackle. They pulled the guard around and tried to trap that linebacker, but he just made a nice play to fight off that tackle and force it to the outside into the tackler and took that play away.
Lost just a little bit. Still call it second and 10, but the down marker is just a little bit behind the back set of chains. McGinnis sets a man in motion. Ball is on the ground as he can't handle the snap. Now picks it up, goes to his right side, saves some yardage across the 30 to about the 29, but that's just the original line of scrimmage. And it'll bring up third down and 10 now.
But, you know, it's a good heads-up play. Anytime a ball gets bobbled in the backfield, sometimes quarterbacks will try to hand it off or try to toss it and try to save the play. He immediately pulled the ball down, knew it was a busted play, got back to the line of scrimmage instead of losing yardage or having another turnover.
They go with a bunch to the right side, two receivers to the left. McGinnis by himself in the backfield, rolls to his left, fires downfield. He's got a man, and he overshoots it. Dittmer was, That was McGowan streaking downfield at about the goal line. And again, the guy that had the pickoff in the first half, Austin Alfrey, was back there. But I think a little less on the ball, and we'd be talking about a six-pointer there for Crete.
Well, I think he looked like he should have maybe either zipped it to him, throw it to him earlier, or, as you said, thrown it up over the top and let him go get it. He was kind of in between. He couldn't decide, and neither one of them came out well.
Good fourth coverage down for Elkhorn there. They're going to go for it on fourth down, 29-yard line. McGinnis in the gun on the spread formation. Looks again. Now he's going to dance around. He's got to get to the 19 for a first down. That ain't going to happen. He's smashed back at the 36-yard line. McGinnis on the fourth down gives it up.
And it's going to be first and 10 for Elkhorn going the other way. They'll spot the ball somewhere around the 39 or 40-yard line. We'll see where they spot it.
I mean, and again, not to pick on the young man, but probably trying to make too much out of it. But you'd be better off to throw the ball down there. Even if it's intercepted, you get it's almost like a punt, or throw it away if you're not going to do that. But he's a little indecisive on the last two passes, I think.
All right, Elkhorn breathes a sigh of relief on that drive. And they've got a first and 10 going the other way now. They did spot the ball inside the 35, 33-yard line. Pitch, Nabity, right side, stumbles forward to the 35-yard line.
You can see that was a nice play. He, as you said, stumbled, or that play is going to go for quite a bit more.
He's had a little trouble with footing tonight. He lost his footing. He slipped to the left side where he could have had a nice long run. And that one, it looked like he just is not used to the turf here.
Well, it's got to be different playing on this different surface than what most of these teams get a chance to play on.
In years past, we've seen that this surface does get a little slick about this time of the night.
Right.
But that was more of a trip than a slip. I formation again. They feed Nabity left side, and he's going to be dragged down he's going to lose what he got the last time around. It's going to be third down and 10.
That boy again, Mock. His name?
Mock.
15, Mock. He's just keying on Nabity and just nice shot in there, made the tackle from his linebacker spot for a short, actually a loss on back behind to now it's third and 11, I guess.
Mock is a good football player. Had some nice plays on defense as well as offense here. That one a defensive stand, of course. Third down and 11 yards to go now. McGinnis checks the wristband for the play. Wide out to the left side. They hand it off to Nabity straight ahead. He'll get to the 35, and I think that they're just getting some breathing room to try and set up a punt here.
I tell you, this Creek defense is really a good defense. They have not given up other than right before halftime that one big play, but they have played really strong, tackling well, tackling the line of scrimmage.
And there is your super heavy, with all due respect to Mick Jagger, punter. Peyton Lang puts 250 pounds into it, gets it down to the 30, 25, 22-yard line, and it rolls dead there for Elkhorn. So that was a nice field flip for them.
It was. That was a good punt there. I thought the receiver should have fielded it, gave up about maybe another 12, 15 yards of field position by not fielding it, but better to let it bounce than to muff a punt. Don't need another turnover at this point.
That was Ben Franklin said that first, wasn't it?
I'm sure he was. Could he say Finney Aaron?
Something like that. 23-yard line is where they'll spot the ball, and Creek will get the ball back. They got knocking on the door of Elkhorn, got shoved back after a nice return. Now, they've lost in that field position. They've lost about 17 yards on that exchange. They go Maryland I, send one man in motion. That's a fullback. They toss it to Mock, and Mock gets all the way out to the 31-yard line. About 7 or 8 yards on that carry based on the spot. They're going to mark him back to the 30, so give him 7 on that.
Well, that was a nice play. They put the up fullback in motion, ran toss sweep. Mock had a lane to run in. The safety came up and just made a shoestring tackle, knocked his feet out from underneath him, or he may still be running.
Now McGinnis goes under center with an I formation, strong to the right side, wing right. Hand off to the tailback, and that time Mock will get the first down on power football.
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm impressed with about Creek. You're down here, as you said, 2 scores in the state championship, and they're still being very patient. They're still running their offense. They're not trying to force it. They're just playing football.
Smedger goes wide to the right side. He's got a slot man inside of him. Otherwise, power eye. Shotgun, handoff to Steer, the fullback, a lot of running room, breaks it to the 50, 45-40, and finally hauled there on a score-saving tackle by Daniel Feichert, the quarterback, playing safety.
Nice play there, just a handoff, got a good lane to run in, good blocks up front, into the secondary very quick, and as you said, a touchdown-saving tackle there that could have really changed this game.
Now they'll go wide to the right side. New man in there, Christian Meinke. And to the left is Dittmer. Otherwise, double wing. And they do a little razzle-dazzle there. And coming back the other way after the fake to the wing back is the running back, Colin Lowenroth. And Lowenroth actually is going to lose a couple of yards after all of that. Razzle-dazzle, they lose 2 yards.
A very good play out here by the corner, number 15. I'm trying to find my glasses here, like Ben Franklin.
Mock again.
No,
I'm sorry.
Speckle.
Pickard
out here. Would not let him get outside. Big play there by the corner.
Power eye, slot right, wide right. Shotgun. Handoff again goes to Steer. They're going to ride that horse for a while, and he's inside the 30-yard line.
They may have found something on this left side over here with Steer.
Third down and 3 yards to go, and they spot the ball at the 30-yard line. Just outside the 30, as it turns out. 3:25 to go. 14-3 is your score. Crete has threatened a couple of times. Elkhorn, by virtue of a turnover, beautiful interception in the first half, and turning him over on downs here in the second half, have fended off two close calls by Crete. But now Crete is back inside the 30 with a Maryland eye and a strong right formation. McGinnis is under center, looks over the defense, hands it off to the tailback, and Mock powers forward down to the 28-yard line. But he had to get to the 27. I think they're going to have to do another fourth down try if they want to keep this drive alive.
I think they're going to have to. I really expected to see that toss sweep again out of that Maryland eye, but they went back to the left side instead of running to the unbalanced strong side, tried to run back to the short side of the field, if you will, or the weak side of the field, and cross up Elkhorn, but they were ready for it. Nice tackle by the linebacker.
I'm surprised sometimes they don't go to like a read play on these short yardage situation just as a change of pace. They go power again. They give it off to the fullback. It paid off that time as first down will be the case on the call there by carry there by Mock, and that'll move the chains. And that time Crete succeeded in the conversion, and it's going to be first and 10. The ball is spotted just outside the 25-yard line.
Mock is having a really good game. That's 12 carries for 40 yards, but most of them have been those 2 and 3 yard plays to get the first down.
Shotgun, double wide to the right side, and stumbling forward is Steer. He just didn't have any traction on that at all, no balance, and fell forward to about the line of scrimmage, if that. They marked his knee down actually for about a yard loss.
Well, they had a good play there. They pulled both the backside guard and tackle. They were running kind of a counter tray, and I think he just got a little excited and lost his footing because there was some opening there.
You see all that green and just kind of go, wow.
I understand.
5 points Bank of Hastings, one of our presenting sponsors of State High School Football Championship coverage. 5 points Bank in Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, friendly service, and a strong commitment to area youth. One of the many reasons why 5 points Bank is the better bank. Is it your bank? Make it so.
It is my bank.
And also, Misco Sports in Kearney, they've got 15% off anything in the store right now as they go into that change of season thing. So stop by Misco's, look at the price tag, hack another 15% off, and you're in business there in the downtown Kearney Center. Presenting championship football. Three more games tomorrow in addition to the remainder of this one tonight. All the state champions are crowned on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Inside handoff goes to Colquarth on the end around, and it's snuffed out at the 25-yard line.
Much for them to come back to that, fake that jet sweep and put McGinnis in the running lane again, because that play is there. Just got to be patient with it.
And so it's third down now, and good distance here. Third down and a strong 9, short 10 to go. As they go, trips wide to the right side, one man to the left side. Put a man in motion from right to left. That's Colquart. Back to pass, McGinnis looking downfield, being pressured now. Has to move to his left, pulls it down. Now back up, shoots, and off the hands of Corey Colquart. Incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down and another decision by Chuck McGinnis, the coach for Crete.
Good pressure that time by Elkhorn. They got in the backfield, disrupted the rim, and forced the quarterback to his left. Had a receiver open, but that's so hard to throw.
I'm having a hard time remembering how many times you've had a team in the other guy's red zone or close to it and having to go fourth and 7, 8, 9. They're going to do it again. Fourth down and 9. They haven't converted yet. They still only got 3 points on the board. Shotgun McGinnis rolls to his right. Look at, he's got two men blazing downfield. Stops now, directing traffic. Plenty of time. Fires cross field. Colkworth got it at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Crete. Wow.
Wow. Wow, you are right. He stopped. He was on the far hash line over there on the 30-yard line. Stopped, pointed his receiver back across the field, and threw a, I mean, I realize it was only maybe 20 yards upfield, but it was 40 across.
So that's going to go down as a 15-yard pass.
It was.
Someone in years past, because well, he hit him on a 15-yard pass. That baby was a work of art as far as extending the play and being creative in the pocket, as they say. McGinnis did a great job there. And it is now 14-9, and Crete will try to make it 14-10. Place kicker standing at the 13. Neal is at the 10. Kick is up, and the kick is good. And the kicker, Ethan Renner, there is perfect tonight. He's got a no. I don't think he didn't catch. He didn't do the field goal. I don't think. Let me check on that. But Renner just put it through for the extra point, and it is now 14-10. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Crete's going to kick off to Elkhorn next here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutter's football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
Renner with the point after makes it 14-10. And Elkhorn now, it's time to answer. It's a state championship ball game. And there's just 48 seconds beyond a quarter remaining in regulation here. And Crete, despite being denied twice from deep inside Elkhorn territory, that time converted on a beautiful scrambling play. Colkworth, the receiver, on a 15-yard pass that really covered probably 30, 40 yards.
Probably 40 yards. Nice pass. That makes him McGinnis 6 of 14. One interception, one touchdown for 74 yards.
Renner's kick, high one, goes over in the corner at the 5-yard line. Coming back the other way now for Elkhorn. Ben Rankin at the 20, out to about the 21-yard line. Rankin, who had a nice reception earlier in the ball game to account for a setting up a touchdown for Elkhorn late in the first half. Returns that one just outside the 20-yard line. 42 seconds to go in the third period of play. And the Elkhorn Elks trying to avenge a second-place finish to these Crete Cardinals last year. Hanging on by 4 points right now.
And Crete's defense has played well. Let's see if they can get a three and out here.
Odina, the fullback. The option by the quarterback is to the right side, and he falls forward for about 4 or 5 yards. And McGinnis, actually, no, it's much more than that, about 8 yards. Second down and 4 coming for McGinnis on the keeper by the quarterback.
That's just a step off of that play-action pass. They fake that, they do that stretch play, and they keep, you know, keying on Navity, and the quarterback keeps it one time, about a series back, nobody took the quarterback. Somebody,
yep.
One of the coaches up in the box said, next time we have that, have the quarterback keep it, because they aren't respecting that, his ability to run the ball.
And that's the end of the third period of play. Your score at the end of 3, Elkhorn 14, Crete 10. Back with Elkhorn's continuing series right after this on ESPN Radio 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Back in 1 minute.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free
estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Ready to enter the fourth quarter here in state championship football, Class B. Your class champion so far, the consolidated Elgin Pope John, winning the first game in Class D1. D2 was taken by, hang on if you haven't heard this yet, Sargent beating Howells. And no rap against Sargent at all. They're a great football team, but, you know, there was that Howells mojo going, and nobody thought they'd ever get beat. So congratulations to Sargent on that. We're trying to decide the state champion in Class B. Then tomorrow we've got C1, C2, Kearney Catholic is going to be on ESPN 1460 and 98.9 tomorrow in their state championship games. We'll simulcast that. The rest of the ball games will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550 exclusively. So we go from the C's all the way up to Class A this time tomorrow night. And now Elkhorn has the ball, second down, 3 yards to go. Whistle sound as streaking up the middle was the fullback. And there's a procedural call against Elkhorn on offense. And that's never a good thing. You got a second down and a manageable four. Now it's going to be second down and 7 or 8 yards to go.
And Elkhorn has not picked up a first down here in the second half. And that will put it in a really tougher position going from second and about three to second and eight.
McGinnis needs to find Rankin or one of his tight ends like he did for the score in the first half to get things turned around here for Elkhorn. If they're losing some momentum here right now is what I'm saying.
Yeah, the momentum has swung to creep. They've got some confidence and they're moving the ball, have really taken charge in that third quarter.
Nobody's huddling anymore. McGinnis looking at the sideline now, stops under center, eye formation. Hand off to the tailback, and he's going to get smothered at the 25-yard line. That's a pickup of about two. As, again, that was Kolkoff standing in as, Tanner Bailey standing in as the tailback instead of Graham Nabity. Nabity now checks back in.
Nice physical football game.
Or does he? No, Nabity is not in. That's Cole Bodino, the fullback. Nabity is still not, we've not seen him get fed the ball as much as I certainly expected him to be.
Yeah,
he gained 1,400 on the regular season, and he's not been real effective when he did get the ball, and he hasn't gotten the ball much. I formation, wide out right side is Rankin, and
wow.
The ball is on the ground. You'll see what they got at the 20-yard line. There's a scramble for the ball. Creep says they got it, but, of course, that's their job to say they got it. We'll see what the referees say.
Mock just blew in from his linebacker spot, blew that play up. Hit the quarterback and the receiver at the same time, and that is just a huge play. He is having a heck of a night.
Elkhorn is hanging on, but that was an ugly play, and they dodged a bullet there. There was no fumble, or if there was a fumble, it was recovered by Elkhorn, and they will live to punt here as Peyton Lang stands at his 7-yard line. 4th and 11. Big booming kick goes across the 50 to the 40-yard line. It'll be returned this way to the 43-44 as Kolkoff reverses field, 45-50, 45-40, Kolkoff 30, 25-20. Kolkoff's going to take it to the house. Touchdown and the punt return by Kolkoff.
What a great play by Kolkoff. And there are a couple of Elkhorn players down by just de-cleaning blocks when he broke back to the wide side of the field. And there was a wall there, and he just ran down the sideline. And there was some hit going on that punt return.
Boy, he didn't give up on that return at all. He took it, danced to his right side, coming toward us in the booth, and then didn't like what he saw, reversed his field. Now, that's sometimes a dangerous thing.
Right.
You get blocks to the back in that. Good discipline on the part of Crete. And he took it on the reversed his field, took it then on the far side of the field, going from the north to the south, and danced into the end zone. And he now gives his team a 2-point lead, 16-14. Shaken up on that play for Elkhorn was Chris Weber. He's back up on his feet now. There's just a lot of hitting going on in a deal like that.
Well, it wasn't Weber, but the other young man had to go run and find his helmet after that one block. And I'm not joking. It was laying at about the 50-yard line, and he was at the 45. There were some very vicious hits along that punt return.
That's one of those where the instinct just takes over because everybody's just running flat out, and sometimes you don't even know why on this big a field. It's like something happened, and I better follow the play, and then somebody comes up and smacks you.
Yep.
Ball is spotted at the 10-yard line for the two-point, for the single-point attempt, I should say. And, again, Ethan Renner is the kicker coming off the left side to the right side. It's up, and it is good. We've seen some good kicking here in Class B. And Crete is now on top by a field goal, 17-14, 10-23 to go in regulation. We're back in 30 seconds with the Crete kickoff on ESPN Radio 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com on the World Wide Web.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Oh, we got ourselves a ball game here. Crete has come from behind and leads Elkhorn now 17-14. They had trailed 14-3. It's been all Crete here in the second half. It was 14-3 at halftime. And now Crete will kick off with 10:23 to go, and we'll see whether or not Elkhorn is like a championship team, because a championship team right now will answer this thing.
Yes, they need to answer right now and take the ball and make a long drive and take care of the business, because Crete has all the momentum, and without the turnovers, they are a very good football team.
Rankin and Nabity standing at their respective 10s. High kick. Rankin goes over to the far side, goes out of bounds, or does it? No, he has to pick it up at the 10. Has a delay, and that little count of the delay allowed him to get another 10 yards up. Let me reconstruct that a little bit. He looked at it. I thought he thought it was going to go out of bounds. So did I. It didn't. It was going to die. He picked it up. As he was picking it up, everybody was running by him, and he went back the other way. That was at the 10-yard line. He finally finished the run at about the 26-yard line. So good heads-up play by Ben Rankin. That could have been a disaster. That's a live ball.
Well, and the way the ball bounced on this artificial turf, it just died. It didn't kick to the left or the right like it should have. And he made a very smart play of just grabbing it and getting what he should.
Wow.
And, yeah, that could have been a disaster, as you said.
First and 10. Now Elkhorn dodges a bullet on that. And they set up housekeeping at the 25-yard line. McGinnis rolls to his left. He's going to be pressured and tackled. A nice one-on-one tackle at the 18-yard line. And that's Brigetti, I think.
44?
Nope. I'm wrong. That is not Brigetti. That is Garrett Wall, with 6'3", 190-pounder.
Nice job there. He tried to run the booted eight or the play-action quarterback rolling out here, and he just came in, one great one-on-one tackle, got him around the ankles and pulled him down for a big loss.
All right, second down. About 16 yards to go. Ball spotted inside the 20 of Elkhorn. Now McGinnis tries to draw Crete offside. He might have done that. Late flags there, so they're trying to decide what happened.
That was Elkhorn quarterback drew him off.
McGinnis.
You got McGinnis playing
with
both
the hard count,
the
yeah. And he does that, so he gets 5 yards back. It'll be second down, and we'll call it 13 yards to go now.
Vector.
That moves the ball up to the 23-yard line. So, there you go. Coaches get a quarterback. Heady play. Under center. I formation. Wide out. Single to the right side. And they give it to him on the end around. It's Rankin. Option pass downfield. Oh! Almost in and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Michael Weber. Tight end who caught a touchdown in the first half. Almost the recipient of the option pass by Ben Rankin, set up by the end around.
Little trickeration there. Nice throw by a left-hander coming this direction. Threw a pretty good ball, but just got tangled up with his feet. Pretty good coverage by Crete. They did not fall for that. And had a defender back there to break up the play or to get in the receiver's way so he couldn't bring it down.
Third down coming out for Crete. They got to get something going here pretty quick. slip it away. 13 yards to go for the first down. McGinnis rolls to his right, fires. He's got a man out there, and that man brings it down. It's Ben Rankin, and he's got a first down at the 47-yard line of Creek.
That is a big-time play. Quarterback throws it up for grab, have a height advantage on the corner, and he just went up and brought the ball down with both hands because he was covered. He was blanketed by the receiver, and he just made a play on the football.
They wind the clock here, 9:11 to go in this ball game, at least regulation. Rankin set wide to the left side, I formation. Nabity dots the I, and again, hard count by McGinnis. May have drawn the defense offside, and he did. Do it once, do it again.
You talked about a team answering, and right now that's a big play there to pick up the first down and keep the chains moving and keep the ball in your hands.
Fool me once. Fool me twice.
Fool me twice.
Drop see if they can fool me once again.
Yep.
It's first down and five on a nice hard count again by McGinnis. And he's not pushing the envelope. That's a good hard count. High formation. He'll keep it himself. Goes right side. No, Henry hands off on the inside. That's Nabity down to the 30-yard line. That was a good fake there as Nabity took the inside handoff, got down to the 30-yard line, and brings up a first down now for Elkhorn as they continue this drive.
Nabity put a nice foot in the dirt and made a hard cut back to the middle of the field and got that first down.
I formation, Rankin wide to the left side. Now they wind the clock again. Pitch, Nabity right side, has a cut back at the 30, spin to the 25. That's the Nabity that I was used to seeing.
Well, that's you talk about that rhythm. They got that big play, and all of a sudden their momentum is going, and they are snapping them off here, one right after another, second and five.
It's too early to say this would be a kill shot. It would not, because Creed has shown an ability to come from behind here, and there's plenty of time to go. But this is definitely a solid response to falling behind here by 3 points on the part of Elkhorn. McGinnis under center. He works the option, keeps it himself on the inside, and doesn't get much. About a yard.
Boy, I wish you'd have given that ball to the fullback if you were Elkhorn, because he was running. Now, you know, maybe the fake wasn't too well and they knew he didn't have it, but, boy, I think he might have misread that one.
All right, that brings up a third down, a manageable 4 yards to go. Is this two-down territory? Don't know. We'll see.
I would think it would be.
Single wide out, Rankin left side. I formation, Nabity dots the I. McGinnis comes out from under center, checks the signals on the near sideline. Now back under center. Hands it to Nabity. Got the corner. Got the first down. Graham Nabity and penalty marker down there. Did they reach at a face mask?
I'm hoping it's not. Maybe a hold.
Could be a hold. Could be a reach on the face mask. We'll see. The referees have the word on this. And they're indicating it's against the Cardinals. Face mask on Nabity. That'll tax some yardage on the end of that first down run. How much? Five. Five extra yards.
Nice play by the quarterback there. Saw something at the line of scrimmage, turned, checked into a different play, got his big horse out there on the outside and picked up the first down.
Ball is spotted at the 14-yard line. Class B state championship action. They're going toe-to-toe. Crete and Elkhorn. Crete won it last year. This is the rematch. Elkhorn had the lead until a few moments ago. Now they're threatening again. I formation, McGinnis, option, right side, keeps it himself, 10-5, and blasted out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Put his shoulder down, met there by Ethan Renner, the 6-foot, 195-pound defensive end. And so it's going to either be second and five or first and goal from the five. It'll be second down and a yard to go from the 5-yard line. He's got to get to just about the 3.
Well, they are clicking it off now, aren't they?
They are.
Very efficient.
Power I. Nabity in the tailback slot. Under center, McGinnis. Feeds Nabity. Nabity's got a head of steam and powers into the end zone. Touchdown, Elkhorn.
Boy, that you talk about powering into the end zone. He had his feet driving, laid into that defender, and took him with him deep into the end zone. That was a power play.
What's Nabity up to now? He's starting to turn it around. He's got 56 yards before that play. Or maybe it's including that play.
16 carries for 56 yards and two touchdowns now.
All right, high snap. And the PAT is going to be no good. It's still loose, and finally Elkhorn falls on it. So
that's a big mental note there.
We're a field goal difference now, 20-17, and Crete has kicked a field goal in this ball game. Elkhorn needs to kick it off. We'll do that in 30 seconds. Your score, Elkhorn back on top, 20-17 over Crete on ESPN Radio, 1460, 1550, and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
7:12 on the clock in regulation. Elkhorn has three touchdowns, and the key here is two extra points. Crete has two touchdowns, two extra points, and a field goal. Add it all up, and Crete can tie it with a field goal here, but it's plenty of time left. 7:12. Kickoff, short one. At the 30-yard line, it's brought back by Crete. Still on his feet is the return man, Zachary Schmadier, and he will get progress out to the 36-yard line. First and 10 from the 36.
Now it's Crete's turn to answer. You said earlier that Elkhorn needed to step up. They had a 9-play, 74-yard drive that took up about 3 minutes. Now Crete's got to come back and answer the bell. This is a championship football game.
We're glad you're with us on ESPN Radio. 1460 and 1550. State football coverage brought to you by Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island. Handoff goes to the tailback for Crete. That time it was Steer out of the tailback position. He'd been the up man earlier as McGinnis handed off to him, and he snapped off a quick 5 yards. Second five coming.
Yeah, he got in that triangle formation, a diamond formation, if you will. And a lot of colleges using that. A lot of different options when you run that.
This time it's Maryland eye with everybody in tight. McGinnis is under center, sets the offense. Hand off straight ahead to the fullback. He's got some running room. Quick opener there for the fullback, and he gets down to the 49-yard line. That's Skyler Vergit, the 5'8", 200-pound bowling ball that has been used on some power plays earlier, and they tried to set up that trap one other time, but this one was far more successful.
Got a nice crease on the right side there. Good block by the guard. He just hit that so quick. Big 5-7 yard gain. First down.
First and 10 at the 48-yard line of Elkhorn. Toe-to-toe fighting for the Class B championship. Set a man in motion. Now they flick it forward to Colquitt, and he's got nowhere to go. In fact, it loses a yard. They had one man going from the right to the left. That was Weber. Then they flipped it forward to Corey Colquitt. Try that again. That was Lowenroth going from right to left. And Colquitt got the ball and was tackled almost immediately for about a yard loss.
Nice tackle there by the linebacker on the side, number 12. Just stayed at home and played his position well. Good discipline on defense for both of these teams.
Colquitt, let me get that right again. All right, Colquorf is in the slot. Shotgun formation. McGinnis rolls left. Looking downfield. He's got a man. It's Colquorf, and he's at the 30-yard line. First down. Ian McGowan, actually. First down at the 31-yard line for McGowan. He'll spot his knee down at the 31-yard line. First down again for Crete as they are back in a rhythm with 5:27 to go. In regulation.
Just ran a nice little curl route there, set down in the zone. Quarterback threw a nice ball. Moving the chains here. Crete in a rhythm.
Slot man right side. Power eye, wing to the right side. Colton Steer gets the carry on the inside handoff by McGinnis. Gets down to about the 28-yard line.
He's just one of those runners that kind of stumbles and bumbles and doesn't look like he's getting things. Next thing you know, he's got 5 yards.
Kind of like me dancing. Second down and 7 to go. as they head toward the South Goal here at Memorial Stadium. A beautiful sight under the lights and beautiful weather for state football championships. Shotgun formation, trips wide left side, fake it on the end around. McGinnis is going to be hauled down. A nice play there, shooting through Michael Weber on defense. And boy, did that take a little load off the defense with that play.
Yeah, it really was. They were going to run a little bootleg out to the left. And I think McGinnis thought he was going to get away. And the last minute, he just swiped his legs out from underneath him. And they lost about seven on that play.
Yeah, that was a powerful hit because he just can't. You're right, he came by and just kind of took a swipe at the leg, but it was enough to spin him around and make him lose his balance. And so now we've got a third down, and they go into a spread formation, trips wide to the right side, McGinnis in the gun. Third down and 17 yards to go. McGinnis pressured, has to spin away, pressured again, and finally he's going to get brought all the way back at the 50-yard line. Nice pressure there, and finally brought down by Ryan Michael. 6'5", 200-pounder. And that brings up a ton of yardage for the first down. They got to get all the way down to the 21-yard line. The ball is back at the 45-yard line.
They brought a blitz off the left side that time. Didn't get picked up. The receiver turned around, but McGinnis just didn't have time to get him the ball. And by that time, they were in a serious backpedal and a lot of yards lost.
There's your defensive answer by Elkhorn.
Yes.
Forcing a punt now. Single safety standing at the 5-yard line. Good kick, high kick, bounces, and taken inside the one. Coming back the other way is Nabity, and he won't get much.
Oh, I think
might have thought better of fielding that one.
I think he lost track of where he was at on the field.
Yeah.
I mean, usually your coach tells you stand on about the 5-yard line, and if you got to back up, let it go. He backpedaled all the way into the end zone, which obviously would have been a touchback, and he had the ball on the 20-yard line and tried to bring it out. That's just a mistake there by the young man.
And it's a classic case if you're in such a big venue.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be very easy to be lost as to where you are.
I'm lost
relation.
Up here. I don't know where I'm at.
That's my life.
But you said earlier, that was a big response by Elkhorn on defense. They had the ball. Creed had the momentum. And the two big plays took them out of it, and they've been forced to punt.
Now, Creed is saying there's more way to skin than one way to skin this elk, and that is to pin him deep if we can. Hold him here. Try a three and out. Make him punt. Option, right side. McGinnis fires out in the flat. He's got a man out to the 15-yard line. That takes a little pressure off Elkhorn. Michael Weber, the tight end, the recipient there, he's had a good night in many ways.
He really has. He has been really dependable, has made some big plays for his quarterback, and that was a nice first down pickup.
And it'll be second down coming with about 3 yards to go. You're right, nice chunk of 7 yards off that. And they are backed up to their own goal post. A little breathing room there with that 7-yard pickup. Sets the ball at the 15. I formation, Rankin is the wide out to the left side. McGinnis looks over the defense under center, barks out to signals. Now he's going to call a timeout. Doesn't like what he sees, calls the timeout, and with 2:18 to go in this one, no mistakes are needed by either team. Elkhorn wants to talk it over. They're up by 3, 20-17. Back in a moment on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
Graham Nabity has 16 carries, 56 yards, and 2 TDs for Elkhorn. And now we start talking about 20-17, and time is a huge factor. With only 2:18 to go, Elkhorn says, you know what? The gold is just as glittery with a 3-point win as a 10-point win. Well, what they really want to do is take some clock here, get some first downs, and see what happens. Under center is McGinnis, eye formation. They feed Nabity. He's got some running room. Up to the 25, Nabity 30, Graham Nabity 35, 40, 45, midfield, dragging people down to the 47-yard line of Creek.
There's the player we were looking for. What a big play, what a big answer by Elkhorn. He hit that just quick, popped it back to the inside, and you said he was dragging people across midfield.
Elkhorn, that was a run.
Yes, Elkhorn has responded on both sides of the football as the clock runs into 2 minutes.
2:03 on the clock. The ball is spotted at the 46-yard line, the 46-yard line of Crete, as Elkhorn took it from deep in their own territory. And now are just across midfield and with an eye formation looking at the north goal as their goal. Handoff goes to Nabity again. Cuts back. Feet churning. Gets about 4 or 5, maybe 6 yards on that.
He can smell it now. You see his feet turning. He's looking for the cutback. He's hitting the hole. His linemen are firing off the ball, and they are picking up nice yardage on first down.
You can't teach that.
No, you cannot teach that. That's just instinct.
Because on that last run where he had that nice long run where he got the first down,
he had
the cutback and then the spin. And the it was technique 101 for running backs.
Oh, yeah, it was. I was going to say here, we talked about in the pregame and a lot of written that Crete was going to be the team throwing the football, but right now, Fechter, I'm sorry, how do you say his name?
Fikert
is 5 of 7 for 96 yards and a touchdown, and McGinnis is 8 of 16 for 91 yards. So you don't have to throw it a bunch. You just got to be efficient with it when you do it.
They need a first down. Let's see here. Timeouts, 2 timeouts apiece. So it's not like one first down is going to do it here because Crete has the opportunity to stop the clock a couple of times. They're going to want to. They want that opportunity to come back and get at least a tying field goal. But it's 2nd down and 5 for Elkhorn. The runners up last year to these Crete Cardinals. Nabity dots the eye, gets the feed. Nabity left side and spins down to the 38-yard line. Boy, he's only about a yard and a half shy of the first down.
And he's running hard now.
Oh, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. And we talked about in the first half he didn't have any yards. He's up for over 100 with that last carry.
Yeah. Law of averages will catch up with you, won't
they? We'll catch up. You can't keep a good man
you
down.
You can't do that. All right, it's going to be 3rd down, like I said, about a yard and a half to go, and the clock is stopped here, so we'll take a minute timeout. Your score, 20-17, Elkhorn with a minute 33 in the lead by 3.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Clark, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Connolly and Owen have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And got just a little too theatrical. No. He did the hard count and fooled him 3 for 3.
That is just good quarterback.
That's amazing.
He's done that 3 times tonight, and that was a big one because that gets him the first down. And he's not flinching. It's just a good, hard voice inflection that's getting those Crete Cardinals to move and getting him easy money, easy yards.
That's the 3rd time, if you're just joining us, 3rd time that the quarterback, Derek McGinnis.
No, the other one. Elkhorn quarterback.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. Daniel Fikert has used the hard count to draw the Cardinals offside. And with a minute 27 on that first down play, they go straight ahead for a yard or two and get the ball down to the 20-yard line.
I had to give
now, do we have another timeout being called here or not? I think the last timeout is going to be called here by Crete, which would make some sense. So we'll keep it right here. 20-17 is the score. Elkhorn has a 3-point lead. They've got the football. and they've got 89 seconds to burn off the clock.
Yeah, yeah, and they have got to get a stop here on second down and then force them to punt the football and have a long way to go to get down and get a field goal. So this is a big play right here. They've got one timeout left, this Creek. Are they out of timeout?
They're out of timeouts now. That was the last one.
So
I formation, Nabbity dots the I, one man ranking wide to the right side. Fikert is under center, and they hand it off to Nabbity. Nabbity is still churning at the 20, breaks 3, 15, 10, 5. Graham Nabbity puts the nail in the coffin. Elkhorn is going to take the state championship.
That was a great run by Nabbity. That's the guy you wanted to score. He came up, hit that line of scrimmage, broke a tackle, cut back to the wide side of the field, and that is a championship run.
You can hear the crowd here at Memorial Stadium. It certainly is not the 80-plus thousand you'd hear on a Saturday, but I'll tell you what, it's pretty sweet music to Elkhorn here on this Monday night. A minute 20 to go, and Nabbity has put Elkhorn in the lead, and the extra point attempt is not going to go. It's a bad snap, bad hold, and Elkhorn will remain with a 9-point lead, 26-17. So you could make a drive and go for two and then still have an opportunity to come back and win it with a field goal. A lot of things would have to fall into play for Crete. Crete has looked fine in certain streaks tonight, but Elkhorn is staggered. They're like two boxers at the middle of the ring, and Elkhorn is staggered, but they just never went down.
Well, the big thing is that Crete is only 4 of 12 on third down conversions, and that's really tough to keep a drive alive. Whenever they've had to throw the ball, Elkhorn has been able to get pressure and force the quarterback out of the box, so he hasn't been able to just stand back there and throw the ball. So that would be whether they can get a couple of big strikes and get down the field, even a field goal at this point, and then an onside kick.
Nabbity at halftime, I believe, was like 12 carries for 39 yards.
Yep, yep.
And now he's 20 carries for 134 yards and 3 touchdowns. If you're counting, that's 3 of the 4 that Elkhorn has gotten tonight. They're in the lead, 26-17. They're going to kick it off. And now looking for a strong return, and standing inside their 20-yard line are the return men for Crete, Colcorf and McGowan. 3-point stance for the kicking team. A low kick going to be fielded at the 20-yard line. Colcorf comes back the other way, 30, reverses field at the 34, and he's going to be slammed down about the 36-yard line. There's some people smelling some gold right now.
Elkhorn has just played. Both teams have played well. Turnovers have been the difference in this game. Those two early turnovers gave Elkhorn the early lead. But the second half, their defense has stood up and made big plays whenever Crete has gotten in a rhythm. And they'll have to do it again right here.
Crete has no timeouts. They are a passing team. And like college, first downs will stop the clock. Outside of that, it's tough. 41-yard line. McGinnis back to pass, looking long. Got a man at the 47-yard line. Steps out of bounds smartly. Carlcroft.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, Carlcroft. Used a heady play there in stepping out of bounds and stopped the clock.
And
a nice pickup.
He had 1,000 yards in receiving coming into the game, so he certainly knows how to make the ball move through the air.
Back to pass now on this first and 10. Fires again across the middle and sliding, making the apparent first down catch, Ian McGowan.
Well, that ball was short of the first down.
They're stopping the clock, though, and that's the whole deal here. They've got to get a touchdown. They've got to get the ball back and get a field goal no matter what.
They're going to call for a measurement here, and it's close, but I think they caught a break there because the young man looked like he was short. He slid. He tried to throw the ball back to the official, kind of threw it over his head, kind of a scrum for it, and that caused a stoppage. And they're going to have it, maybe.
He did.
He did get it.
That was McGowan with a nice slide catch. And again, that stopped the clock, and Creed wastes no time to get to the line of scrimmage. They got the play. They got the lineup. And they wait for the referee's signal that he's going to start the clock. And you hear it. They're winding the clock right now. Minute to go on the clock. Shotgun. McGinnis fires in the flat. McGowan again. This time he's shy of the first down. And valuable seconds come off the clock. That case, he'd have been better off dropping it.
Got a little theatrics going on here.
They wind it again. And this time McGinnis spikes the ball. It'll bring up third down and 5 when he goes back to the line of scrimmage.
Well, they blitzed the linebacker off of this side, which left Colquhoun open. He caught the ball, but that was exactly what they wanted him to do because he was well short of the first down. Made him burn a down and time off the clock.
Colquhoun is wide to the left side. McGinnis is in the gun. And again, he's going to be pressured. Pulls it down, runs it now, scrambles left side. He's got to get 5 yards. He overthrows his man. No, he's got a man in the corner. Coming out of nowhere was William Dittmer, but it falls incomplete.
That was a nice pass. He kind of slowed up a little bit, tried to float it towards the corner, and just a hair outside would have been caught out of bounds, but that was a nice touch pass by the quarterback.
Well, there's no doubt they got to be doing some out routes to get out of bounds, but that was a little long compared to what they really need right now.
Right, yes. He scrambled a little long on that.
Fourth and 5 right now. But, yeah, you're right. He was under pressure. Not a whole lot of time to be picky. Back to pass. McGinnis looks. He's got a man again. And he's at the 20-yard line, inside to the 15, to the 10-yard line. Nice pick up there by Zachary Smidger.
And that's a blown play there by the cornerback. He went for the ball thinking he could knock it down. Missed it. Receiver caught it, got up the sideline, and got inside the 10-yard line.
26 seconds to go. First down. 10-yard line. Spikes the ball again, does McGinnis.
That was kind of a weird play. He looked like he was almost going to throw it to the receiver and then decided to throw it into the ground.
So it's second down. We'll call it goal to go, actually, because it's inside the 10. And now McGinnis. As Colton Mack in the backfield with him, getting extra blocking, moving to his left, scrambling around, fires into the end zone. It is in and out of the hands of, well, one receiver. There were two other receivers around there. Colquhoun was, I think, the intended receiver, although McGowan would have been a nice alternative deeper in the end zone. It fell incomplete.
Hey, that's
and... Now it's third down and goal from the 9.
I was going to say, that play took way too long. He needed to throw it away when it wasn't there because that took off about 12 seconds off the clock that they could not afford.
17 seconds on the clock. Remember, scoring here doesn't win the game. Scoring here just gives you another chance to try and score one more time. Shotgun McGinnis. 15 seconds. Fires in and out of the hands of McGowan in the end zone. And it's incomplete. It'll bring up a fourth down and goal to go from the 9-yard line.
Nice play there by number 6, Austin Alfrey. Cut right in front of the offensive player. Got a hand up. Didn't deflect it, but distracted the receiver so he couldn't come down with it.
Alfrey, the 5'11 junior, is a man that picked off a pass in the end zone, and it looked like Crete was going to take the lead earlier in this ball game in the first half. Ran it back 40 yards. Elkhorn was able to score off of that. McGinnis in the gun, rolls to his left, fires into the end zone, in and out of the hands of McGowan again. Flag. A flag on the play, and that's going to give some fresh downs to Crete here, but it's too little too late with 7 seconds to go. They're down by 9 points, 26-17.
Never hate to pick on a zebra, but I think that was a close call. I think the ball was thrown well over his head. He jumped up for it. I don't think there was a chance for him to catch it. But they gave him the penalty. As you said, though, still first down, but more importantly, only 7 seconds to go on the clock. Good football game here tonight.
So this was kind of one of those non-mysterious, exciting endings. I think we knew that Elkhorn was going to walk away with this, but at least in the last minute. But
Crete has not given up. Shotgun, McGinnis goes the end zone, and it's actually shy of the end zone as he picked Dittmer running free there. It was McGowan. That's who I'd have gone after. And that's it. That's the ball game. Your final score, 26-17. And Elkhorn avenges the runner-up position and takes home the gold this year after taking the silver last year at the hands of Crete.
And you can't, we don't have a player of the game, but Graham Nabhany, 20 carries, 134 yards, and three touchdowns.
Nabhany was not dominant start to finish. They didn't call his number start to finish, but they know how to use the guy. And for being, he's an every down player, but they use him in spot situations. And it seems like when they want to chew the clock, when they want to make a statement, when they got to get the first down in the hard yards, it's Nabhany with the churn burn and the spins that can get it for you. And he finishes with 20 carries and 134 yards. We're going to take a break here, give us a chance to digest and collect some stats, and we'll be back with the Misco Sporting Goods post-game report in 2 minutes here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Again, Elkhorn takes home the first place trophy this year as they took the second place last year, and Crete, in a role reversal, is the runner-up. Final score, Elkhorn 26, Crete 17. Elkhorn led for the vast majority of the ball game, taking a 14-3 halftime lead, giving up the lead 17-14, and then coming back and regaining the lead 20-17, and then adding one more on a hard run by Graham Nabhany, which put the nail in the coffin for all intents and purposes, giving Elkhorn a 9-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and too many timeouts having to be taken and not enough time to put together an eloquent drive, just enough to get them down into an area where they could have scored one more touchdown to make it look closer. But Crete was really, at that point, within 2 minutes. I think they took over that last drive with a minute 33.
Right.
They really, for all intents and purposes, had no realistic chance of winning this thing, even if they did score one time. Craig Ecker along with Tim Bob Kitzmiller. This is the Misco's Sporting Goods post-game report. See Misco's. They're the folks you want to talk to for all of your wrestling needs. Asics, Brute, Mattman, Adidas, singlets, headgear, knee pads, and shoes. All the athletic apparel, as a matter of fact, with names like Nike, Adidas, Mizuno, and more. Lots and lots of hometown jerseys and apparel. Go down there and buy some UNK outfit for Saturday's game against Wayne State. Misco's also right now has 15% off anything in the store. Misco's Sporting Goods, one of our presenting sponsors here in the State High School Football Playoffs on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. A couple of teams came out here tonight, were pretty well equipped, and knew how to take their appointed talents and use them to within 9 points of one another. Let's talk about some stats here, Tim Bob.
Well, there's so many things in this game come down to turnovers and penalties. Crete turned the ball over too many times, three times, and had eight penalties for 39 yards. And other than that, pretty evenly played game. 14 first downs for Elkhorn, 19 for Crete. 172 yards rushing on 39 attempts by Elkhorn, 139 by Crete. 96 yards passing by Daniel Feckert. Is that right? I'd say his name.
Yep.
But
close.
The big one, of course, Michael Weber, three catches for 37 yards and a touchdown and two very, very big plays. Not long plays, but very, very efficient. And time position, very, very similar, 21 minutes, 32 seconds by Elkhorn, 26 minutes, 28 seconds by Crete. And the big plays, of course, that execution on offense by Navity, by the Elkhorn, and a big stand on defense by the young men. Passing yards, McGinnis ends with 13 of 26, one interception, one touchdown for 149 yards, as long as being a 25-yard pass. And, again, just a good hard-fought football game, came down to penalties and turnovers.
And tomorrow we have Class C1, Class C2, featuring Kearney Catholic in the second game of our three-game array tomorrow. And then we'll wrap up things with Class A, Lincoln Southeast and Omaha Burke. That ought to be a toe-to-toe battle as well. And you'll hear all of those games here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. We'll also simulcast the Kearney Catholic Stars against Aquinas Monarchs. We'll simulcast that one in the second game of the day. That is the one that's the 2:45 start. And the Norfolk Catholic and Platteview Trojans have the first game of the day. We'll be back tomorrow with that. I think yours truly and Randy Bushka will be along with that one. Doug and Tony will do the Kearney Catholic game, and then we'll have Randy Bushcutter in the Class A game tomorrow. So as has been our tradition in the last several years, all of the state championships will be decided right here where champions are crowned on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. I want to thank Tim Bob for being alongside tonight. 5 points back in Hastings, locally owned, locally managed, friendly service, strong commitment to local area youth. Witnessed by the fact that they are one of our presenting sponsors in the football playoffs, as well as Misco Sporting Goods in Kearney, Midwest Heating and Air of Grand Island, and the University of Nebraska Kearney, inviting you to be out at Foster Field Saturday at noon for a beautiful afternoon under the sun, and the first ever second round playoff hosted at UNK. They're playing Wayne State of Michigan, noon kickoff at Foster Field on Saturday. Get your tickets and show up and wear some blue and gold and cheer on the Lopers.
Yeah, I want to say thank you. I've enjoyed this season. I always enjoy doing the games. I appreciate it. It's been a great season. Look forward to doing it again next year.
Well, I'll tell you what, other than the 30-point blowout in the first game today, I think these games have been pretty worthwhile listening to, and we appreciate your doing so here in the Class B. Again, the final score, Elkhorn will take home the gold this year, with 26-17 win over the team that took it from them last year, Crete. Elkhorn 26, Crete 17. Hail the victors in this one, the Elkhorn Elks. For Tim Bob Kitzmiller, this is Craig Ecker. Thanks to Stacy Johns, our producer, engineer, back at the studios of ESPN. We'll see you tomorrow morning a little after 10 o'clock for the C1 championship game right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Click on PlatteRiverPreps.com for the link on the Internet as well.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.